Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, it's about that time for
Hot Talk Radio.
Hot Talk Radio. You want that hot talk?
Hey.
We got that hot talk.
Hey.
You want that hot talk?
Hot Talk Radio.
You want that hot talk?
Hey.
We got that hot talk.
Hey.
You want that hot talk?
Hot Talk Radio.
You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it. You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it.
Hot Talk Radio.
What's up, world? It's your girl, Lady Libra, coming through your motherfucking speaker. And I suggest you all beware, because, I mean, some things just will never change. I will always be a beautiful nightmare. Let me start my birthdays. Because today is just, I don't know. I really don't know. Today is just not really one of those days. But I'm hoping I can work my way out of this. So I guess I gave it away, huh? I'm talking shit because I'm already fucked up. Hey, y'all hear the slur? It is what it is. Y'all tune in to hear this shit. I mean, you want to get mad at me because of what I do, but yet and still y'all encourage me. The whole fucking world encourages me to do what it is that I do. You know what I'm saying? I don't write them down no more. I just do them directly from, oh, yeah, like you. Oh, okay. He says his name is Ja Jude from the Bad Boys. Ami, Big Twizzle, Big Mike, Jay, Joe B, John R. Love's sisters. When is he Korean or something? Okay. La Mafia J, Nino Johnson. Damn, Sam is fine as fuck. I can call him later. Oh, I got a friend. I got a female. I got to say her next. Okay, I'm doing the fellas. Wesley, Virginia at 7D. And I ain't finna click on it to see what the rest of it say because I really don't give a fuck. I just want to tell you happy birthday. Let me go with this. That was from Tag. I'm on Facebook now. Jay Valentino, Joe, Kofi Hardy. Let me see if that's a female. Yeah, that's a female. I'm glad I checked. Damn, I tried to put some on my stomach so it wouldn't take effect so fast, but hey, y'all know I got a man that still sells for a loco, so y'all know I like to be able to do this shit, and if you don't, you don't now. Damn, it's hiding. Hold on. Facebook is booked and it's delayed. Trying to get these birthdays. Marcus Campbell Washington, Sergio Creighton, Tommy Lightfoot Holloway. Have birthday. Have birthday. Have birthday for HTR and my doll, Malin T. Clef. Fuck, I did. And I promise you, out of 100% of the shows, 99.9 of them, I should have wrote myself up. That's just how. Raw and uncut I am. I mean, I really don't understand myself. But I'm going to continue with these birthdays while I get myself prepared to finish getting right to produce an award-winning show. I got something to talk about. I got a lot on my mind tonight. And this my little friend. She pretty. Her name Tanya M. I don't know how she became my friend, but I welcome her to my page. Hold on. I'm messaging. And... You know, it's a lot of people love High Side Radio, and I'm here thinking of some major shit. Okay, but what I was doing. Kenya Price, LaRonica Party, Tequila Robinson. Yeah. Have birthday, have birthday, have birthday.
You want
You know, it's up to me and you to heat this bitch up. You know what I'm saying? I'm just curious that what the fuck would we have to do if we went 3 hours? Well, we do 3 hours. I'm just saying, say for instance we went 4 hours. We have to warm the bitch up for an hour? Because, I mean, we should be well into the topic. Oh, well, I did go in kind of early. Anyway. Well, I say, these artists need something else. Oh, whatever. Do you, boo. Hold on, y'all. I'm texting somebody. Do you, boo. Y'all have to excuse me and my multitude. But I'm just saying, Juicy, I ran into, you know what, I'm beginning to really sound like I'm something's wrong with me. I'm going to be honest with myself. Because I'm always somebody I ran into the first person I loved. And I mean, goddamn, how many people? I'm for real. I'm like, the dude contacted me, and he was like, yeah, my brother had told me, you know, that you had your radio station, and, you know, to give you, you know, gave me, we sent messages through Facebook. I'm like, okay, because I got the memory of anybody's crackhead, you know what I'm saying? Because when you have the amount of shit that I have going on, you don't remember nothing. See, Juicy, you lucky. See, I've been knowing you for a long time, and you managed to stay in the picture, you know, all this time, you know what I'm saying? So, therefore, I can't forget you, but it's people that I have forgotten. They let them tell it, you know what I'm saying? I damn near was getting ready to get their name tattooed on me. And I'm fanning myself. Y'all hear that noise? I ain't writing nobody up just yet. But I'm telling you now, I'm hot, and I'm about to take my clothes off. Anyway, so he messaged me, you know. So I shot him the phone number. He shot me his. He's like, yeah, you used to have a crush on me. I was like, dead? Who the fuck I didn't have a crush on? So basically what I'm telling, what I'm finding out is that I have been this female. Hold on. You know, I always embark upon the opportunity to let something be known. I've always been. I could be honest with Juicy because Juicy don't judge me. She understands me. But it's just, I mean, I'm just, I don't know. And I just, I don't know, just, I'm kind of ashamed to say it.
So they mad because you don't forget about him, Tom.
I'm just.
You should mind my child from East Atlanta. I'm a dog. Every dog had his day, man. Every dog.
People and men, like they replaceable. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's sad that the only person I value is like my mom and you. I mean, I value other people, but they dead now. So once you die, I mean, I can't just be sitting up. I'm one of them type of people. When you die, let's go ahead and do the funeral. I gotta go ahead and start healing. When we break up, I ain't trying to just keep on fooling around with you. I'm ready to just, you know what I'm saying, put closure to that shit. Mm-hmm. I like closure. I'm sorry.
I know I was wrong,
Serious, but you know what she deemed serious, and I be saying like, Mama, are you serious? You really finna lose some energy over that, Mama? Are you for real? You really finna think about that twice? That right there twice, Mama? For real now, Mama? For real, Mama? I mean, Mama, come on now. It was only $30. I mean, it was only $30. Are you serious? I don't give a fuck. And I, Mama, it was $30.
About money, boss lady.
I mean, okay. One time my mama called me and I was like, so what's going on, Mama? Such, such, such. She was like, yeah, I just went by such, such. I was like, oh, they still alive. We laughing. We don't even take Bell serious. We like, it's over, it's motherfucking over. Next phase, somebody get pregnant and have a new life. I don't know what to tell you. I'm serious, this shit is crazy. I'm really trying to do better this year. I'm going to try to get some emotions. Because I don't want all the men in the world feeling like, I ain't fucking with her. I mean, I'm just saying. I'm talking about, I socialize with major motherfuckers. When I say major motherfuckers, I promise you, and I didn't just start doing it. I have always associated with major motherfuckers. I mean, my second house. Let me see. I had my first house at 17. A second house I bought at 20. So, and don't be trying to sue me, because I promise you, I got everything all together, because you will never know all the shit I have. However, basically what I'm telling you is that my mama has fixed for me to be able to act the bitch that I act. So blame her. Call her. Then look her up, because she in the phone, but she's so old-fashioned, she in the phone. But look her up and just cuss out. For real. Just get on her, because she created these monsters. And what's so sad, Juice, is that she didn't just create one monster. She managed to do it with all five of them. Every five of us ain't got no sense. But I am the oldest, and I am more responsible than everybody else. But for the most part, that woman did a hell of a job with five motherfuckers. And just for the record, the reason why I'm such a boss is because she won. So. All I got to say is that I apologize, but I'm for real. I mean, I'm like, you say I used to have a crush on you? I'm like, who the fuck I didn't have a crush on? That's what I did. You know, I like all the fellas, you know what I'm saying? But I just wouldn't go no further than that. Because, see, even though my mama was, you know, she spoiled me, she still wouldn't let me do shit. for what she wanted me to do. So it wasn't going to be no fucking and all that. Because if so, I was going to get my ass kicked, and I wasn't finna get my ass kicked. I got to kick the north for running around with Juicy. Oh, are we on air? Fuck. But I'm here to tell you, Juicy, on behalf of my mama, she told me to tell you, I love Juicy. I said, dude, did all them ass whoopings you gave me because of her. You got the nerve to like her now.
No.
You wrote her. I want my own mama. Don't cry, Juicy. Don't cry. I know you be getting sentimental. You and her, y'all both counselors, y'all retarded. And shit, you be sitting up crying and shit. I'm entertaining the world and stretching this shit out for Dumb, Dumb, and Dumbass call in. If they call in, because, you know, it's a different Sunday. It's motherfucking Studio Sunday. And, you know, I have to come up with these topics on how I feel, so this is reality. I want the world to know, I'm sure y'all already have figured it out, especially y'all followers from day one. The High Top Radio is the only reality show in the whole wide world. Every emotion that we have is real. Swerve want all of y'all to die. Juicy want all of y'all to live. And who are y'all? That's just how I feel about it. I don't know who to, I can give a flying flip either way. Now, all the other reality shows are scripted. This is the only one where I get drunk. Sweet do both. Juicy gets high. Swerve get on his shine. And produce whatever the fuck comes out. We have no clue to what the fuck. I don't even know what's going to happen. Watch this shit. I'm going to open up a mic and see what happens.
Got my dick in your face.
See, this is the shit I be talking about, world. This is shit I be talking about, world. How did I know he was going to be talking like he was talking when I opened his mic? I just took a chance for opening the mic and he come in with his dick in his hand.
Hello? Somebody else got their dick in their hand?
Y'all had to skew my face.
Oh, Juicy, what's happening, man?
This motherfucker is...
Just make my shit stand up like you always do. So appreciate you. And I always count on you.
Okay, just doing my job.
I know that's right. Good job at it, too. What's going on, Hot Talk World? You know what I'm saying? Swerving this bitch. Playing the lane. Give a fuck, man.
I'm back, y'all. I had to take a phone call. But anyway, however, this is Studio Sunday because, you know, I was in the studio last night and I was like, I need to make a topic out of this because the studio life is really interesting to me. You know what I'm saying?
Studio days.
Go to hell, Swerve, because I'm, you know, I'm trying not to fuck your face so early into the show. But if I, I'm in the studio last night.
Mm-hmm.
And I done been in studios a minute. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I will say the one thing that all studios got in common, no matter, I done been in the lowest of lowest ends of studios. I done been in the highest and highest ends of studios.
Strippers.
This is the one secret I'm finna let out. I don't give a fuck how much money you put into your studio. If you ain't got no talent, your studio ain't worth shit. The studio don't make the motherfucking artist. Who fighting? Who? What the hell?
What the fuck is you talking about?
The studio don't make the artist. And I've been in some motherfucking state-of-the-art studios, and I be like, so when that song coming out so I can be dead by the end because I don't want to hear that shit. Yeah, I mean, and y'all go on a little rink-a-ding where you know, you got to, you know, hey, the mic is prepped up and being, you know, taped up and shit, and they motherfucking bringing it. But tonight we're going to talk about the good, the bad, the ugly. And I'm just trying to figure out, what the fuck do you got to stay in that bitch for 4 days for? Like, it take 4 days to create a hit. I'm confused.
I'm confused. What the hell are you even talking about?
I'm finna sum this shit up in one word. What I'm talking about is that I'm tired of all these men coming at me.
What a free code's at?
Stop talking about your ex-girlfriend. For those of you all that don't know, right now all I need is one person.
This dick.
I don't need nobody trying to be my boyfriend. You know what I'm saying? I just need me one person.
You know, there comes that period in every woman's life when she gets frustrated or fed up with her man and all his silly hang-ups. You know, a woman wants a man where she don't have to have no drama behind it, you know. Just somebody like a lover down with no strings attached. And his name is Black Belly. Tell me what kind of Superman would take you in his bedroom, baby, and hit you with some front, back, and side to side, like hot water on a stormy night, and break you off of the proper line. Ain't no need for you to perpetrate, cause he will accommodate, and you will appreciate the way he picks you up, down and round and round. In and out and make you scream and shout. Shawty, put your bang down, down, down. He ain't your boyfriend, he ain't your husband. Just somebody you can call when your body needs a fix. He'll put you in the mix, then you'll hear him asking, what's my name? Say my name, Black or Bezzy.
Yeah. supposed to do, man? Torture him and kill him or just kill him?
Shit, torture his ass. Dead men don't pay no bills, you understand what I'm saying? That's why you take a vice grip, you pull out his teeth. Or you take an ice pick, you know, and stick a nigga in his kneecaps. Cut his eyelids off and just keep taking his picture. You do whatever you gotta do to get paid.
I can go for that. I totally agree with shit like that.
Yeah, you're right. Work it out.
You agree,
right. Everyone needs a real Swerve Avella.
This motherfucker done made his own rendition. Just so it ain't funny.
Yeah, I know that.
Ow, shit.
Man, they need a Juice Avella too. She understands why she laughing, because she know they need a Juice Avella too.
So what would that be, Lady Libra Valley or Venus Valley?
No, they can do without you. They're straight.
You know what, motherfucker? That's a lie. The world cannot survive without Lady Libra. I'm the bitch everybody loves to hate. And even when I don't want to work, I have to because we have millions of listeners across the world. The only confirmation I'm waiting on at this point is from the sun.
Yeah.
And when I get confirmation from the sun, I have done the motherfucking thing.
Yeah.
We from the underground up, motherfucker. And I need you to understand that. Underground up. We the world station. Ain't nothing local about me. Nothing. Nothing
my
local
shit.
About this whistle here. I'm sorry.
My,
if you're looking for
so
some local
too.
Shit, this ain't the station for you.
This ain't the station for you. It's got long dicks. Fat ass booty.
Word, don't start talking about your dick, because you know how I get when you start talking about your dick.
I said
oh,
fat ass booty too. You know what I'm
saying? I mean, I don't. Somebody got
I'm
that hand. Let me see.
Though.
Shut up, swear. Boy,
I'm
I fuck
sure.
your ear. What's going
quiet.
On, 478?
I'll be quiet.
Dr. L checking in, Swerve. You better not act up.
Get
yeah, like,
L,
no,
get
no,
this
no.
motherfucker. I'm
meeting.
So glad L is here.
Yeah,
now I can relax.
Last night. Let me tell
get
you.
Get
him,
L.
See,
yeah,
I'm trying to get you
up. Let me tell you. Hello, Swerve. We one of the items in question was, you know, how much stuff, you know, you be talking against my girl here. And so we just said that what's going to happen is every time she say you wrote up, I'm co-signing. And
oh,
that's your punishment, okay, for the next week. And so this is what it is. Unless you're trying to get wrote up, you better be on your P's and Q's so you won't get suspended. How about that?
Oh, shit.
All right, so let me ask you this.
Hold on, I gotta add to that.
How many,
I got a cosign.
Let me ask
I got
you this though. How many,
I love
you. How many write-ups will it take for me to get suspended in a week?
I won't tell you, because you know what, you ain't respecting my authority right now. I'm all right,
well, whatever it is, double that. Fuck you and Lady Libra.
You know what? I'm going to fuck your
ass. And I'm in the road.
Shut up,
Swerve,
while I sit on your mouth and grind on your teeth. I'm your dentist. I'm going to clean your teeth with my motherfucking click, motherfucker. And when I nut in your mouth, that's going to be me rinsing the plaque down your goddamn throat. Don't fuck with me tonight.
See, I tried to give Dr. L a shout out, a positive shout out on the last show,
but
she wasn't
but
here.
L,
you know what I'm saying? The first thing she wanna do is get on here and talk shit.
That's what she can do.
So
she
you
can
know
do
what?
That though. That's L.
You know what I'm saying?
L, do
hey.
It again. L
LDs.
Swerve.
LDs.
Whatever. This is all the radio station where the cast can't say any so. I don't understand.
Yeah.
But we need to get along and love everybody. Listen to this shit. Listen to this shit. Juice up in the I'm listening, Juice. You wrote up. I'm listening.
I wrote up, too.
Oh, shit, this bitch didn't wrote up wrong. You know what? Somebody got their hand up. Let me see who the fuck this is. What's going on, 44839?
What's happening?
Oh, shit, what's going on?
Swerve, appreciate you calling in.
That's a super bitch, Swerve. Shut the fuck up when the super bitch is on now.
Swerve, appreciate you calling
yeah,
in, baby.
In.
You know
I'm
what
I'm
saying?
I'm
what's up, we on our new shit, T. What going on with you?
As
lovely.
Usual, as usual. Trying to go ahead and get this 20 of them shit down packed so by the time the summer starts fucking in and Hot Talk Radio, everything on
fall in line for this new shit. That's all.
I know. I just went and bought me some shorts today for the summertime.
You ain't
got
no motherfucking shorts, nigga. Put your dick up. That's what you do.
Watch your tone when you're talking to me. Watch your tone when you're talking to me. You looking for a real swerve of villain?
Oh, see, listen to him. Listen to him lovely trying to get you. He want him a super bitch in his life. That's what he want. He don't want no super bitch because he ain't ready for this shit.
I already got one. What you talking about?
Now, I don't count swerves. You can't be telling people I'm
with
right.
You. You're right. I've been telling you that a long time ago.
Swerve, that's your nose. Okay? That's your nose.
L, stop laughing, L.
Get him, L. Get that motherfucker, L.
Stop laughing, L.
I'm telling you, I just left another studio, mean lady labor, so I'm instructed to just go at it one time, and I'm going to let it be. I got a lot to do.
Exactly. That's right. Let it be. Go ahead and put your mic on mute.
Hey, I'll tell the world we was last night. We were posted up chilling there last night. Who we chilling with?
Oh, the artist back there. We were sitting with Big Vaughn of Make It Happen Management.
Of what? Now say it one more time, because somebody didn't hear that.
We were chilling with Big Vaughn of Make It Happen Management. You know,
why is he so important?
Well, he's important because what he has is all the like hot super producers and writers.
What's the main one everybody talking about right now though?
Kill Will, honey. Kill Will hit the track. Matter of fact, just a few hours ago, the new Birdman and Wayne Fire Flames remix video premiered. And so, you know, Kill Will did that track right there. We're going to be getting him on Hot Talk Radio real soon.
Am I supposed to still be murdering Vaughn tonight?
Yeah, actually, I already let him know before I left, you know, that we was going to be hitting him up, and he said he ready. I told him we're going to roast this behind. He said,
his
come
ass
with
say
it.
Vaughn is not ready. Vaughn got scared yesterday. I scared him yesterday. He's been trembling. Lady Libra, I said, baby, look, don't do that. Don't do it, because you fucked up regardless. I shall not touch you and fuck you up. Now imagine what I'm going to do to him when I touch him. Uh-oh. Somebody don't know who Vaughn is. Mr. Make It Happen himself. We sitting there picking out
trash. That's your problem. You touch him, people don't want you to touch him.
Oh, he want to be touched, baby, because if he didn't want to be touched,
he
wouldn't have said for L.
He came in full Libra mode last night, I'm telling you. Even I was scared. I was scared,
yeah.
Though.
Hell, you need to cut your shit out, hell. I was toned down last night.
You were?
Hell, you've been scared ever since the first time I even talked about teabagging, so that ain't nothing.
You know what? Don't. Oh, Lord. This nigga, somebody, you was scared even since he wrote up L. Don't worry about it. And I'm trying to figure out, where is Nails? Because Nails was acting a plumb damn clown last night, spinning around in circles, telling his mama he ate his vegetables. I'm like...
Yeah, he was there.
I'm like...
They getting it in, doing business, you know. Everybody that we're dealing with right now is all about business, you know what I mean? Like,
major.
That's why I'm with Hot Talk Radio, because we handling business, you know what I'm saying?
Major
Shout
business.
Out. Shout out to all the people that's focused right now. How about that?
Exactly.
These nuts is focused on somebody's mouth.
You know what? Swerve,
even though you just said that, I know you focused too, so shout out to Swerve. How about that?
Exactly. You know what? If he wasn't focused, he wouldn't have called in tonight.
Exactly.
Even though I know he called in because he wanted me to fuck his eyelashes.
Why did you want to tell Vaughn
how I told Swerve I was going to fuck his eyelashes?
If anything, that's the reason
I was telling on her.
Elle was telling on me. She was like, she told Swerve she was going to fuck his face, and she wanted his eyelashes to tickle her click. The nigga stopped what he was doing and was like, wait a minute. You told somebody that she wanted their eyelashes. I said, well, he got long, pretty eyelashes. What was I supposed to say? I was keeping it real. That's what I saw really it is. Reality at its best. If you're looking for some fake shit, this ain't the station for you. You want a reality, you got it. Then other shit is rehearsed, it's scripted. This shit happens however it happens. Like right now, I'm taking a swig of an orange, Four Loko. Y'all better watch out. Don't play no games.
Man, you know, I heard a type for a local song. I got to make sure I reach out to them people so we can get that on Hot Talk Radio. Girl, you got to hit that one.
And what's so sick, I hope it ain't my people's because they got one, too, along with the Ciroc song. I said, y'all some a bunch of drunks or something? Because all y'all do is go around making up Ciroc songs and Polo Loco songs and shit.
Whatever it is, I already got that shit.
You ain't got it, motherfucker. You ain't got it.
You don't know who the fuck you fucking with. You know what I'm saying? You better recognize who the fuck
you're
with.
Your mom
wasn't
there, got wet, as usual. You know what's worse? I fucks with you the hard way. I meant, damn, excuse me, y'all. Wait a minute, hold up. Y'all had to excuse my voice. I'm sorry. Shout out to Bridget, who was in the studio with us last night.
That shit horrible.
You can taste my pussy. I will allow you to taste it, okay?
Oh, no.
You won't. No. That's what's wrong with you. That's what's wrong right now. Once you taste this pussy, you're going to be a better human.
I ain't hungry.
No, you thirsty, motherfucker. I'm going to let your folks slap the fuck up. Shout out to my boy, Kevin. Good day, Chappelle of the motherfucking bunch. That shit, that was funny. I said, I ain't finna be telling you that you look like David Spell like that. I ain't finna handle you like that. He said, I don't mind. Yeah, I mind. It's just like somebody tell me I look like Miss Piggy. Are you serious?
Like who?
Miss Piggy.
Don't play with me. Are they still telling you that?
Fuck you, motherfucker.
I didn't know they were still calling you that.
Oh, you coming, ho.
Shot the Swerve just walked in the mall today and told him to store it in the bag.
Swerve got loaned it.
Is that my personal life?
Mm-mm. No, your personal life is Hot Talk Radio. That's why it's popular.
Whatever.
You right, motherfucker. But see, I fuck with a lot of niggas that be in the studio. I mean, I got a studio myself, and I be having exclusive shit going on in my studio. But I say one thing. Lovely.
Yeah.
Yo.
What's one of this motherfucker thinking I ain't lovely? See, this is what I'm talking about right here. This is the shit I be talking about. Lovely be in the studio all the time because she's a motherfucking single. And Lovely, I'm going to turn you, I'm going to hand you over to our boy. We talking about Vaughn because he got a lot of shit going on. He produced amazing shit. Mr. Make It Happen himself. He don't know what the fuck to do with me, though. He just looked at me and just shook his head. I know what I'm going to do with him, though. I'm going to fuck his world up. Yeah, 6'5", he need his face fucked. That's what he needs.
I'll
be quiet
when
I get him on the line, though, because I told him I was going to save everything I had for him.
Oh,
he think he invincible because he's a Libra. But, you know, I chew Libras up and spit them out and make them Virgos. You know what I'm saying?
He don't spit nobody out. He don't spit nobody out.
Shut this up, Sagittarius asshole.
Oh,
you don't say Sagittarius no more. You a Capricorn, motherfucker.
You swallow everybody.
You right. And I swallowed you, ho.
No, I ain't get this.
Yeah, you got, nigga. Look at you. Oh, I saw radio. You got. Tell him hell he got.
Let me call you back.
Oh, no, I'm
not. Let him call me back. No, nigga, you ain't call me. Motherfucker, let me call you back. No, motherfucker. Oh, you try half of the show so I can put you to sleep like I do every night. Okay.
Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah, you don't want the world to know that. Yeah, world. But y'all to know. Swear I had to get on the phone with Lady Libra and let me speak sweet nothings in his ear to put him to sleep so he could be
I'm
proper.
I'm going to tell the truth. You do call me out this show. You know
and
what I'm
saying? And I'll put you to sleep, ho.
And we chop it up. You're right. You do put me to sleep because you don't never be talking about nothing.
You know what?
Man,
I love
him.
Swerve,
y'all. Bring him up. Put him in the road out room.
You know he
I'm
is.
I'm already there.
See, that's like, what he want to be. I'm going to bring him in my room, though.
That
he didn't want to
roll out room.
He in the get some ass in room.
To him, like he was talking. If you do that, I mean, it's just like ain't no way.
Yeah.
to get through, so we're going to have an intervention.
Get him, Juke. I know Elle got a solution. She's punctual. She's professional. She called him the Hot Talk Radio. Bond say, just what is it that you do? Elle say, I keep everybody in line, including Lady Libra. And I was like, you right. I'm out of fucking control. My pussy is out of control. Hot Talk Radio is out of control. The whole motherfucking thing is out of control.
You not a shit.
You shut the hell up. That bone rolled up, cause he gonna keep messaging me. If he don't press one, if he on the switchboard, I ain't gonna be on there for but 15 minutes. Nigga, you gonna be on here how long I tell you to be on there? That bad bone from Dungeon Family, y'all, I handles him. It's one, you know. Another counselor. You right, ain't it? You right, Kelsey. Well, damn, the last counselor.
I mean,
what
but,
is
but did you sell your second house to a Slacker Valley?
I want a Slacker Valley. That's what I need, yeah.
Somebody call me?
This nigga think he my Slacker Valley. Swear.
No, not yet. What's that?
Listen.
I'm saying, wasn't that the guy that you had sold one of your houses to?
Yeah, Pusher. Pressure, then I called him Pusher. Yeah, Pressure. My second house, I called a Pressure.
Somebody called Swerve Valley?
This motherfucker, that can't name Swerve Valley. What am I?
Yeah.
Pussy Vella? Valley? I mean.
Yeah, I'm big booty Valley.
Oh, shit. Juicy, I got Allie. Juicy getting Allie. She picking this shit up from Swerve. Do something now.
I have to observe. I got my rolled up tablet, you know. I'm taking notes, you know.
Just keep writing your motherfucking name in the corner like you've been doing.
Hold on. Somebody got their hand up before we go back to this topic, because I'm talking about the studio tonight. I got so many men that be in the studio. I'm telling one of my men come home, I think he had been gone about 2 days, because I let my men do what they want to do. Anybody that follows Lady Libra gets to do whatever the fuck they please. Cause I promise you, when I do what the fuck I please, your bitch ass better not say nothing. I'm liable to go and stay gone for a month, and you better not say nothing.
Up.
Hey, baby,
shut
how
the hell up and open the mic. Shut the hell up.
Open your mouth. You said you open your mouth. I'm going to fuck your face. I promise you. What's going on, 77-0593? Talk to me, baby.
Man, what going on?
Hello. Hey, who it is?
Boy, you already know who it is. It's back, though, y'all.
I'm going to beat your ass. I ain't with this shit. Come on, what you going to do and what you ain't going to do. I'm on the way over there. And when I get through fucking the back of your neck, you're going to be a better human.
Come on with it. You better bring a rubber.
For what? I'm going to have your baby. Because
you're
going
to leave him two people. I'm going to put something in you.
Oh, shit. You know what? I know your foot fucked up. So that means I'm going to fuck you tonight. How about that? Your foot fucked up. That means you're going to have to sit back and let me fuck you. And
you don't even want it, bro. Well, whatever the scenario is, it's going to have to happen. Cause, boy, they call me Wood and Nickel.
Backbone back.
You already know what it is. You already
know
what it is. I sneak in like I bowl to 5-4-3. What's that, nigga?
Oh,
see,
don't do that, baby, because you know when you say 5-4-3, my pussy just get wet. Listen at Juicy.
Yeah.
She's trying to steal my man. Hello, Juicy. That's one of my men, baby.
Hey, stop being a hater, man.
Everybody know I know a backbone. What you talking about?
But you know I try some. What's up, bro?
You better not
try
to come on this motherfucker.
Man, I'm just serving and swerving, man. Trying to
you
see
better.
What the deal is, man. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. My homegirl, they calling.
As long as you're swerving, you can never go wrong, my boy. You know what I'm saying? The key swerving.
You already know, man. What the move is, though, Lady Libra? What we got going on tonight so I can get in and get out and see what's happening?
Tonight is Studio Sunday, and I want to know what's the good, the bad, and the motherfucking ugly about the studio, because I done been in them all, from the low-budget studios to the motherfucking state-of-the-art ones. And one thing I figured out is I don't give a fuck how much money you put in your studio. If you ain't the shit, you still ain't the shit.
Exactly. Well, you know, I got a pretty extensive resume. You know, I do this shit for real, though. You know what I mean? Daniel Family, first generation, Outkast, Good Amar, Cool Breed, Witch Doctor, Big Rude, Organized Noise, myself. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know the history, so, you know, we do this shit for real. This ain't nothing to play with right here, but, you know, as far as this studio thing go, man, you know what I mean? It just depends on what you're putting in it is what you're going to get out of it. You know what I'm saying? I ain't talking about the material. I'm talking about the literal, you know?
Okay. But what's going on? So let me tell you, let me ask you this. I know you, so how you run your studio sessions now? Because, I mean, this is you at the point where when you in the studio, you ain't in there on no right here in a motherfucking, you know, 2-3 pounds of weed and, you know, bringing in the alcohol. You in there really on some major type shit. But back in the day, what are some of the things you was like, damn, this folk in a studio session? How? I want to hear the good, the bad, and the ugly.
It just depends on the individual because, see, first of all, you got to understand this is a business. This ain't fun and games. You ain't going to get rich overnight. You know what I mean? I got a 21-year history for those that, you know, that's familiar with me. You know what I mean? But when I was doing my first album, Concrete Law, I used to book my sessions at 3 o'clock in the morning. You know what I mean? Because that was slow down.
So you mean to tell me that it ain't wrong for a nigga to be like, I'm in the studio all night long, 2-3 days. So back in the day, you used to run the studio like that too is what you're saying.
But see, that's a whole different issue, though. You know what I mean? First of all, if you're dealing with a certain kind of brother, you got to know who you're dealing with. You know what I'm saying? If I say I'm at work, that's where I'm at. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Like I told you on the previous conversation when we first talked. You know what I mean? I pretty much got my mind right, so I be focused on what I need to do. You know what I mean? I know it ain't nothing to play with.
I ain't got to be questioning you about why the fuck you telling me you in the studio and it's going on 3 days.
Yeah, because you got these young cats, man, they look at it like it's a hustle and kind of a job. You got to treat it like a job because every time them folks send me them W-9, W-2s or whatever, I mean, I got to pay my taxes. So when I go up in there, I'm trying to make sure I'm handling my business.
Tell them, baby.
Usually it don't be nobody in the studio but me and the engineer because, you know what I mean?
Oh, shit.
So that's when I go to a public studio, something like Stankonia or Upstairs Studio or Zach Digital or Doppler or Patchwork or something, but I do most of my stuff at home anyway, so basically I ain't let just anybody in my house anyway, so, you know.
I come to that motherfucker. Oh, excuse me. I didn't mean to get personal. I was on my way over there.
Come on, get some rubber. Bring some rubber.
For what? I'm finna have your baby. What the fuck
she don't
you
use them, bro.
She better use when she get home, because I don't care what she do. She better get that Y2Z right before she come up in here.
You right, baby, because you know this is yours. Y'all know I'm with Bad Bone. Y'all know this. They know I'm with that, baby. You know what I'm saying?
But Lady Libra, look, I got something to say.
What up,
boy? She like it raw.
Shut up, nigga. I'm going to fuck your face off.
Listen, I have been in some studios, right? And, you know, sometimes on the low budget side, but you also have some that do play in a studio or whatever. So they have a combination, and they be, like, lost or whatever. So I have seen one where they have a dance floor now with a pole in the middle, and then, like, upstairs it be, like, a little bed. So, you know, it's been a little freaky foreplay and shit upstairs, and I be like, okay, what the hell is going on? They can women walk around. All kind of shit. And I was like, okay, I thought we were working. So, you know, it's kind of crazy. Like, wow. Make sure I don't get too fucked up because I ain't trying to enter upstairs or on nobody's stage or on nobody's pole.
You were supposed to be working. When the fuck was you waiting on? That's why they keep you out. You wasn't working.
Yeah, huh? It just depends on what kind of situation you put yourself in, you know what I mean?
All I need is music.
I know me personally, though, you know what I mean? I go in there to handle business, man, you know what I'm saying? I don't be trying to hit nothing. I ain't trying to smoke nothing. I ain't trying to drink. I don't need none of that divide because music itself is an emotion. You know what I mean? If you can't get high off your own music, you really ain't making nothing. You know what I'm saying? So if you in there jamming and showing off, doing a show for the song you finished recording, you know what I mean?
Let him hear some of your doing. Let him hear some of you doing. Go ahead. Let him hear some of your doing. Yeah, let him hear some of you doing. Wait, you gonna do the new shit tonight, right? I'm always singing the new shit, but let's see. I've been working on some older shit, and it's like a little love song. I'm falling in love with you. So I don't do tell me. That's what you want me to do. Can't you see? I'm falling in love with you. So why don't you tell me just what you want me to do?
We'll be referring her over to Vaughn. Put your dick up. Elle is getting ready to make sure she transferred it over to the next spot.
I just want to know if she got her publishing and all that type of stuff situated. Look, nigga, you my man now. You know what I mean? I just want to know, man.
Put them in a private room.
You know I got that. Elle, you know Big Auntie got that.
Yeah, you can't put me in the private room. Y'all don't want everybody discussing, negotiating, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? But we will be the one. We ain't negotiating. I'm just giving you a word of advice,
trying to make sure you got your publishing and everything situated, because like I say, this is a business. It's not a gimmick or a game. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you got the situation right. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, people get in their music game and they think it's going to happen overnight. But like I say, I met Organized Noise. I was with the Dungeon family 11 years before I put out Concrete Law. You know what I'm saying? I was there from the beginning. You know what I'm saying? So, and I still get checks off the Set It Off soundtrack that way.
Baby, can I say something? Set It Off soundtrack automatic.
You know what I'm saying? All type of soundtrack of my business was handled first. You know what I mean?
Baby, can I say something?
This shit stay work. You know what I'm saying? This shit stay work.
Can you let them know that High Tide Radio is from the underground up? And when you fucking with High Tide Radio from the underground up, you are a part of the movement.
Exactly.
High Tide Radio is not a fluke. It's real major motherfuckers co-signing on this shit. You don't think Backbone on here because he ain't got enough to do. He fucks with Lady Libra.
It's some brown eye shit going on, but
Swerve ain't no bullshit. Swerve is major.
It's some good brown eye shit going on.
Backbone is major. L is major. For all y'all that's listening to Hot Tire, all y'all millions of motherfuckers, when I want to not come on, and I got to, I have to come on, because these people co-sign and fuck with this shit from the underground up.
Exactly.
Don't think Swerve is nothing, no bullshit. Swerve is major. Backbone is major. L is major. L is major. And y'all don't understand this shit. I mean, I come on here and entertain y'all because that's what I do.
Right.
But for the most part of it, Hot Talk Radio couldn't even do what it do if it wasn't co-signed by all these major people in the industry.
Backbone would be major when he retiring,
when he chilling back saying, I'm done, I'm just watching the other motherfuckers.
Don't be scared to say you major too. You fuck that shit. No, I mean, I just
we want people to know that Swerve come on here, but this shit ain't no joke. They be thinking that we just... They on there cussing each other out. Y'all don't even understand. This is what they come on here to hear.
Exactly.
Backbone, I call Backbone like that. This is my family. When I say I talked to Swerve after the show, that's my family. When I say that me and L was in the studio with Vaughn, who produced Fire Flame Splitters, I'm not playing. High Five Radio is no motherfucking joke. For some reason, somebody thought that this shit was something to play with, but it's not.
Hey, look, I sent you a new exclusive song, too. I know you got it in your email. Need to let
you
police it one time.
Hold on, boo, because you know what happened. When I checked, I'm like, why the fuck he ain't sent it?
What's on, man? Nobody's taking them on me when I ain't at this Hot Talk Radio.
I just pissed on all the niggas that don't realize that we major in this bitch.
That's a major move right now.
Let niggas know for sure.
That song on deck, though, Libra. You need to fire up for these four one time, man.
Baby, wait a minute, because you just sent it to me. I'm downloading now. Hold on.
Okay, well, I'm just saying.
The
man,
streets
is
mine.
You need
to learn how to download it as fast as L download it. This shit I be throwing in her mouth.
Oh, whatever. Yeah. L, get him. Get his motherfucker.
Well, you know what? Swerve.
And L.
We both know that that's not true. Anyway, I just want to say something real quick, and y'all listen, because, you know, I promised my girl Kiara I was going to shout it out. Lady Libra, I told you about
this,
but no.
You
let
know
me tell you, though. This is serious. Hey. This is serious. I want to tell y'all real quick about a lady's pamper and spoil party for all the busters and the pimps and players.
And who will be there? Who will be there?
Hot Talk Radio will be there. But it's going down February 13th, all right, at Joe's Fitness Studio on Traverse Avenue here in Atlanta. You know, it's going to be from 1 to 7 p.m. It's some really great deals on the ticket. If you're going solo, $15, or you can get 2 for 25. Just go to www.cater2events.com to get your tickets. And that's what's up. I'm definitely going to be there and get myself pampered and spoiled. I mean, I heard
who
it's
going to
be.
Who else going to be there? Who else is there?
It's going to be, you know, some little toy vendors and stuff. You know what I mean? Like, single lady
gonna,
out there in the network.
Is it going to be somebody that's nutting on their face? Because that's the best
shit
for your skin. So
that's
if ain't going to
be
nobody that's nutting
on
your face.
This is what you do, Swerve. This is what you do. You send your lady out there to get her pamper on, right? We got a DJ out there and everything.
Ain't nobody got
you,
no pamper better
she
than
get
mine,
home,
baby.
Listen. By the time you get home, you will get plenty of good treatment. And I think everybody know that I ain't your chick, so you ain't got to worry about it. I got mine. Thanks.
Hey, why would I take somebody else, take my lady to go see somebody else who's going to treat her worse than me? Don't nobody pamper my lady more than me. You know what I'm saying? I pamper my own motherfucking
right,
lady.
You
know what I'm saying? Anything
job.
Else is second best. You know what I'm talking about? Know that.
Cater you wrote up.
Put that in your motherfucking right
say
up.
For sure. This is what I heard. I heard you can go in there and get your hair done.
Exactly.
Get your nails done. You know what I mean? Get your massage.
I'm working on that, babe.
And they're giving you some really good prices, all right? So, I mean, it's a great opportunity, ladies. Right before Valentine's Day, get yourself ready for your man.
Hold on, baby.
You can send your lady out there. Let her get pampered and get ready for you for Valentine's Day. You know what I mean? Real simple. Like I said, $15 for one ticket, 2 for 25.
Exactly.
I'm
putting on a $10 in that bag.
Oh, that's cool, man. Support the people that Lady Lee were talking about, you know what I'm saying?
What the fuck you mean by that? You know what?
And that Dr. L talking about, y'all make sure y'all go out and support him.
Hold on,
man. Get your tickets. What?
I got a statement to make. And better nobody go nowhere. We talking about Studio Sunday. I'm tired of my men showing up 4 days later talking about, don't touch me, I've been at the studio. And I'm like, you've been at the studio 4 days?
Exactly.
I heard it wasn't nothing like some studio love. It wasn't nothing like it. Shut up, Swerve.
Yeah, in the studio. Oh, teddy bear. Convict.
thing you never did before. Let's make love in the studio.
Studio.
Let's make love in the studio.
The type of nigga that be up in the studio faithfully. She ain't tripping, she wait for me. I tell her when I get a break, I'ma break her off so courageously. I got them banging drums, she got them Alicia Keys. Oh girl, let's make a beat. Oh girl, you make me weak, like give her time to track break. Make the control room boom like an 808. And if you walk your thong into this vocal booth, I can guarantee I'ma make this song all about you. And you know I got the drink, you know I got the sing, cause amazing how I think, but I do something. And every time I meet a girl, she tell me that she's singing. I say I got a house for the studio. I'm just trying to do my thing, baby, video or audio. Shout it, I'm so smooth, I go everywhere that water go. Oh, so bad, so mean, make me wrap your ass up like a hot 16. And I promise you wouldn't only hear nobody else flow. Welcome to my studio, you gon' love my studio.
Yeah,
studio,
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 let's make love in the
studio.
If I plug up on your screen for 1 minute, and do you mind if I do some nasty things for 1 minute? Girl, if I could, I would stroke your body like I do my keyboard. Are you ready, ready to do some things you never did before? Let's make love in the studio.
Hey, I'll put my dick up. You don't suck it, then suck it. I'm in bullshit.
Well, it's like we're experiencing technical difficulties right now.
Yeah, I bet we are. Put it back in your mouth.
What?
Hello? Oh, shit, is it on? Hello?
Yes, it's on.
Oh, my bad. I didn't mean to put it out there like that.
Oh, whatever.
Like,
I'm sure it'll all be squared away in a second. Like, I have no idea. lovely, honey. It's all in his imagination. You know, I don't want to break his heart.
That's right. It's all in my imagination world. It's all in my imagination world.
Yeah.
There we go.
We'll clear
it up.
It was nice to meet you guys, Zach Mog and all y'all. Hopefully I'll just see y'all real soon. But I'm going to have to check out because I got a little business to take care of.
Yeah, Swerve got to ride out too, man. Swerve on his job.
So I'll be checking back in on Tuesday.
That's what's up, man. Yeah, me and El going on with y'all.
What?
All right. Yeah, I hold it down. All right, El, I'm out. Lady Lee.
All right.
Back home, Swerve.
Okay.
Y'all have a good one.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Swerve on him.
Where is Lady Lee from?
Don't worry about that.
I'm here, y'all. I'm talking to y'all. Lady Libra is here. Just do y'all.
Lady Libra's so loud.
Give me a minute. We got a caller from 596. Let me open their mic up. Y'all talk and keep the show going. I'm right here.
Whatever.
What's going on, 770596?
No, I'm just cool than me. I got disconnected it back, but I just disconnected. What's happening?
Okay, baby, keep it going. I'm right here. I ain't nowhere. I'm just working the switchboard. I'm uploading your song, getting ready to play it for the world.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah,
I'm right here.
You know, this all here, what you about to upload, though, you know, it's just a little something to let these folks know what's really going on behind them Dungeon Family walls, you know what I mean, what we do in the studio. You know what I mean? So we just let them know it's real substance when we in the studio working our moves, you know what I mean? And while I got the people's attention, I'm letting them know I'm about to do an entire mix CD for the ladies called An Evening With, hosted by my homegirl, DJ Princess Cut. And but then I'm going to release the album. It'll be called Controlled Substance, you know what I mean? It'll be available probably this spring, so, you know. Just be prepared for this, you know, onslaught of music the Dungeon Family about to give y'all. You know, Zelo just dropped his album, The Lady Killer, and Big Boy just dropped his, son of Chico Dutch, and Sir Lipsis Left Foot. You know what I mean? So, you know, Dungeon Family, you know, we're putting our stamp back on the game, you know, about to change the game again. You feel me? That's what's up.
Yeah.
You can find me on Twitter at @backbone_BF1G. And I'm on Facebook, /Backbone1. Looking for, you know, writers and producers for Plateau Entertainment. And also, I'm doing verses for 500 right now. If anybody ready to work, hit me on the Twitter, and we can work.
Hey, boy, that's the motherfucking showing love. That's the real Lolo right there, motherfucking verses for 500.
I was thinking the same thing.
Trying to show a little love to the people, man. You know, everybody can't get a verse from Lil Wayne, pay him $100,000, no disrespect to Wayne, you know, do your thing or whatever. But, you know, just get you a piece of this legacy, man, you know what I mean? And get you some real professional work in, you know what I mean? So if you're ready to work, then hit me up on Twitter, like I said. Backbone_DF1G. That's where I'm at, man, all day long.
Hell yeah. All y'all artists out there that's listening, man, you fucking with a nigga that's been in the game, you know what I'm saying? So if you don't know shit else about how much verses cost you for a nigga to put their stamp on your motherfucking song, 500 is the low. You know what I'm saying? He damn near getting them away. So you better motherfucking put your beard in and holler at him. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I want this album come out, but we putting that ticket right back up.
I know that's right.
Yeah, that's just for all independent artists. You got a budget now. We're going to have to talk. Yeah.
Absolutely. Get it straight now.
You know what I mean? Like I say, this is a business. You understand?
Absolutely. Business. Always.
What is Lady Libra doing with the song?
Ain't no telling, man. She probably over there coming off the shit first before she played. She probably played it three times. She over there messing up the sheets before she introduced it to the world. It's all good.
Damn. I'm trying to doggone eat my vegan egg rolls. You know what I'm saying? Sitting up and trying to get right.
Hell, what the hell was you working on Thursday? You couldn't fuck with your boys. You know what I'm saying?
Man, I've been going. I'm telling you. I'm sure a few of you already know that I'm a publicist.
I just need a little bit.
Not just Dr. L, I'm telling you, I've been so busy booking media for my clients. They're doing a lot of big things. I guess, you know, since I got a little moment, I go ahead and plug them real quick. You know, make sure you check out my boy Nails, a.k.a. War Machine. He's an artist, a hip-hop artist. I'm talking the real stuff, you guys, real hip-hop. You can visit his website at www.nlzonline.com. And, I mean, you can connect with all the social networks on there. Like, you can follow him on Twitter at NLZ_WarMachine. He has a lot of really great things going on, not just as far as releasing music and producing music, but he's also giving back. And so I'm really proud to announce that he's a part of Team Backstage Beat with the BackstageBeat.com for Tough Mudder in March. And what they're going to be doing is a really wacky, crazy, death-defying obstacle course that's 10 miles long, and it's going to take them 3.5 hours to do this crazy thing. But they're doing it for a great cause. And all the proceeds that they raised during this competition is going to be donated to the Wounded Warrior Project, which is, as many of you know, they help homeless and disabled veterans. And it really, you know, the Wounded Warrior Project got a start, you know, during the war in Iraq. So, you know, just wanted to give that little plug real quick. Again, get to know Nails at www.nlzonline.com. I hope I ain't wrote up. But that's part of what I've been up to.
That's what's up, man. You're out there doing your thing, man.
But, you know, I'm dealing with some real official people. You know, somebody else I'm dealing with right now is True Blood. Make sure y'all check out www.trueblood.com. They are the ultimate business concierge service. So, seriously, like, whatever your business need or whatever type of projects you need, man, it's like, hit them up. It's ultimate. It will blow your mind. That's www.tru-blud.com. Check it out. I'm done plugging. No shame.
Okay.
That's your business. That's your work. You know what I'm saying?
What's
you plug
up?
Anytime
what's
you
up?
Can.
Okay. That's what's up, man. That's what's up. Because y'all know, like, you know, we family. And I go hard, man, for real. Like, Hot Talk Radio is official. You know, we about to start bringing on some really, really great people outside, the fabulous people we have on, like, tonight. And I appreciate you, Backbone, for talking about business, because you hear so many people out here, like these aspiring artists and producers, always talking about what they're going to get. And it's always, like, short-term materials. But the thing is that, you know, materials fade away. You always got to be about your business and, you know, making some money, but not just blowing it. And I appreciate you talking about the business end. So these people won't think, oh, you know, everybody just sitting up in a studio, you know, smoking weed, getting drunk, because that's not business right there. Like,
right.
You know, you got to handle it, man. So I appreciate hearing that from you. And, you know, keep doing what you're doing, man. 500 a verse, man, that's phenomenal. Independence, of course. I'm sure they're going to be getting at you about that.
Oh, yeah, man. Stop them every day, man. Just letting them know, man. Showing love, man. You know what I mean? Trying to make sure everybody understand. And then that 500 also come with a valuable lesson. Because at the same time, you know, any type of game these young brothers need, I ain't doing no seminar. I'm just straight dropping knowledge because I'm from the curve anyway. You know what I mean? So I'm always, you know, OG schooled me. So, you know, I'm always trying to school somebody. You know what I mean?
That's the stuff right
there. That's real talk right now.
Absolutely.
I ain't gonna lie, man. I'm thinking about making me a song, man. 500, I'm gonna get you to come drop some shit on my shit, too.
I got tracks for 250. So, you know, it's all a hustle, man. You know what I mean? We're just trying to work. This ain't no bubblegum shit. I'm giving you the same type of energy I would give you, you know, if I was doing my own situations. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, it's representing me. So I ain't going to go out on nobody's song and say my ABCs. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, that's real talk. You know, that's what real artists do, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't just give a nigga some bullshit because at the end of the day, your name's still on that motherfucker, and that's still your product. You know what I'm saying? Whether you're on another nigga track or not, that's still you. So you got to come with it. You know what I'm saying? Whether you're on your own shit or you on somebody else's shit, because that's still your brand. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. Got to represent me first, then the DF. Or, you know what I mean? Well, I'm a look if I'm on a song tripping. Andre 3000 here somewhere and be like, that's Backball? Nah, that couldn't be my big brother. I'm like, man, nah, I can't misrepresent the DF. I can't misrepresent the DF. Got to represent that officially, you know?
Exactly.
I mean, so yeah, man, I'm just trying to see what Libra going to do with this song before I get on this highway. I mean, she might have to call me back with it because, you know, I'm finna jump on this slab.
You gotta do your thing, my nigga, you know what I'm saying? We understand you're a businessman. As I said, we can tell her when she jump back on and hit you back before she goes on.
Absolutely.
Well, this is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna just let y'all know what it is before I get out of here. The song is called The Streets Is Mine, you know what I mean? Basically, we're going to take it back to Beats and Rhymes, you know what I'm saying? A lot of cats coming with these gimmicks, you know what I mean? Like, you remember when we were younger, I could name every member in a crew like Houdini, you know what I'm saying? I know you had Jahlil and Ecstasy, you know what I mean? Like, Run DMC, I know you had Run and DMC, you know what I'm saying? Market D, you had Kool Roski and Prince Market D and all them boys. But now you have these groups, you barely even know the name of the group. But you know the song, but see, that means it ain't no substance to the songs no more. You know what I'm saying? And I can't even tell you the number one song from last week. You see what I'm saying? Because it all falls back on the type of music that's coming out. You know what I mean? It's almost like the art form is losing its essence. You see what I'm saying? But it's still an art. That's what people don't understand. Like what I told y'all in the beginning, music is an emotion. You don't need no intoxicants to do what you do, you know what I mean, when you're doing music, because, like I said, it's a feeling, it's an emotion, it's a groovement. You understand what I'm saying? So, basically, you want to be focused when you go in there, because at the end of the day, like I said, it's representing you, and you want people to understand you put your best foot forward, and you're making your mark on this industry, you understand? Like I told you, I got a 21-year resume, you know what I mean? So, like, I've been doing this since I was 12, 13 years old, you know what I mean? So, just a fishing ride.
That's what's up, man. You know, we damn sure appreciate you coming on, my boy, you know what I'm saying? And you put it no better than I put up in my motherfucking studio on my walls. That shit say, when words fail, music speaks, you know what I'm saying? So,
what the fuck are you talking about? When words fail, my pussy speak. What did you say?
See, that's the type of ignorant shit we talking about. We don't hear.
Wait a minute.
Like,
when words fail, my pussy speak.
When words fail, your pussy weak. That's what I said.
You want my pussy every day of the week.
You say your pussy dry every day of the week. I mean, you can't
say when words fail, you suck my
pussy
every day of the week.
Every day of the week.
Swerve.
Yeah,
come on, baby. Don't do this. When words fail, fuck your face every day of the week. Don't do this,
I got to take this. Let me call you back.
You know what? Y'all think he going somewhere? He going somewhere. Right on over here. Y'all. But you know what? Because I'm with Bat, he can't come over here.
Wow. It's going down this evening. You better believe it.
Baby, hold on. Let me see if you don't upload it yet. Because I'm here talking and conducting business. When it get wrote up by Bat, the fuck, the bone. Hold on,
you
baby.
Already know, boy. I'm about to handle it Brown House style now.
Oh, did you say Brown High Style, baby? Oh.
Yeah, I already know, baby. Brown High Style, you know,
so
Brown High Style, baby, you know. Joseph Emerson and D.M. Thero High School.
Oh,
you know
what I mean? Don't do it, babe.
Hit it from the back.
I know why they call you back, Ron, now, because when you hit it from the back, you hit that bone called a spine.
Lord, do I, girl? You know what I mean? They do call me knee deep. You feel me?
Y'all had to excuse my pussy. I'm sorry.
I'm going to go ahead and save you, man. Go on for the for sure. If she ever offered it to you, you go ahead and pass on that and go on for you for sure.
Anyway. Y'all know what?
Hey, if you ain't believe nothing else Swerve G ever told you, my nigga, just believe that one.
Hold on, babe. Hold on, let me put this motherfucker on mute. Back. Not only am I yours, baby, but the streets is yours.
That's right.
Yeah, motherfucker on some real rap shit. Dope boy fresh on some real trap shit.
Uh-huh.
Total automatic, make you do a backflip.
Uh-huh.
Nigga, don't act, I ain't with them. See, act rich, one for the money. That's all that matter.
Uh-huh.
If your girlfriend biting, I'ma gon' get at her. You see, most of these rappers, I raise half of them. I propose a toast on behalf of them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Get you loud and clear.
Uh-huh.
Then I'm finna fire up that loud in here.
Huh?
I'm Mr. Fat Face, $100 bill,
yeah.
Big bankroll.
Yeah.
Y'all know what it is. Get up, motherfucker, throw your hands up. I'm a real money, get a rubber band up. I'm a real dope boy, throw a grand up. And I'm a real dope girl, join the fan club. I'm a real MC.
Uh-huh.
It's simple, motherfucker. Beat me.
Yeah.
Rap niggas got me cut A high.
Uh-huh.
I'm back on the block, then I'm fucking close shop.
Yeah.
Tools on deck, let them niggas know, Doc.
Yep.
Kicking your door, run up in your spot.
Yeah.
I'm that straight drop, ready rock. Glass out the pot. Been on in the club with a dope, why not?
Yeah.
I throw ice and cold, but get so high.
Oh.
I'm so fly, and you so nah.
Yeah.
Got a fly conversation,
uh-huh.
Yeah, I talk that shit.
Yeah.
I'm doing tennis shoes. Walk that shit. Get up, motherfucker, throw your hands up. I'm a real money, get a rubber band up. I'm a real dope boy, throw a grand up. And I'm a real dope girl, join the fan club.
What it is, nigga, King B. What it do, nigga? Hey, Coach K. These niggas want to play, man. Hey, bitch riders, man. Tell Coach you want to play. King B and the Snowman. Not now. Not ever. Hey, the clock feels so much better than Chopper. Trust me, nigga. So much better.
White bricks and they folk cheap, and I can move about 100 squares in 1 week.
Yeah.
I see how these rap niggas be looking at me.
How they
but real talk, they ain't got the dust to get at me.
Nah.
It's CCE, USDA for life.
Life.
The shield in the freezer cause it's flooded with ice.
No
man, bitch, I ain't with all that dumb shit. No chop your ass, nigga, knock off your whole hip. Step, nigga, yeah, I'm spinning your rear.
Yeah.
The whole team shine so they hate when they see us.
Hey.
Catch me in the Lambo.
Yeah.
Zip a cush box of Swiss.
What you doing,
nigga? I'm rolling, bro. I think I know why. Nigga, you the studio hood. In the folk yeah. Talking about shit you don't do.
No, nigga, you the
studio gangster.
All that
deep work though, it ain't so no blow.
No,
nigga, you the studio hustler.
Man, what?
It ain't broke, it ain't got no dough.
No,
got drinks in the cooler, waiting to get popped. Summertime coming, the whole clique getting dropped.
Okay.
Lucha got the new grill, skitter than blue box.
What?
Clean old school down the slay with the paint style.
Damn.
The kids kinda guapish, you know I'm a big talk.
Real.
Stacks round my neck, I'ma show you how money walk.
Yep.
Run up on me wrong, you getting outlined in chalk. 50K or Desi, better duck when that bitch bark. Nigga, stop playing, the block gang's in jail. USDA, nigga, the clip show no fear. And any kind of weather, man, the birds gon' fly south. Just give it up to me, man,
hey.
The kid got a fool mouth.
What's up?
Studio gangster,
hey.
Mad at me, I think I know why.
I know why.
Nigga, you studio hustler. In the vocal
yeah.
Talking about shit you don't do.
C-T-A,
no,
nigga,
studio gangster.
All
that deep work though, it ain't so no blow.
No,
nigga, you the studio hustler.
Man,
it ain't broke, it ain't got no clothes.
Give me laughs at these niggas drugs. I'm laughing at these niggas, man. Niggas is funny, man. Denzel Washington ass niggas. That's what I call niggas, good actors. They act real good. Y'all never forget that, man. Y'all see these niggas, man. All this extra shit. They're doing their job, man. They acting. It shouldn't be in the booth. They should be on TV, man. The big screen.
I'm in the studio right now. Oh, you trying to come through? Alright, well, I'm gonna finish up this last one, right? And I'm gonna give you a call. I'm gonna text you a song.
Take you to my studio, give you everything you want and need, lay you flat like a piano. If you let me stroke your keys, you gon' be saying things you never said. Matter of fact, you gon' be playing melodies you never played. We ain't in no bed, we in the lab, and I'm reclining in my seat. You can just climb on top of me and ride me like this beat. You say you need this, well, I'ma grab your waistline, and if you like it deep, I can hit you with that baseline. I ain't trying to waste time for me and your sake. Plus, I'm paying for this session. I need more than one take. I make the board shake like how I'm supposed to. I have you sounding good, but my I got some pro tools. Now you in the mood, I got you doing this and trying that. Beating your drum and while I'm playing with your hi-hat. You like that, say you don't want to, I just make you do it. Got you in love, cause when we fuck, it's like we making music. Gonna lose it.
I don't wanna be invisible, but there's a lot of things that I can see me doing to you. Here in my studio,
no, it ain't gon' stop, I keep this song on replay. Putting all them scratches on my back, I'm like, oh, DJ. Be my guitar, I pluck your G-string. Pull it to the side, I'ma make them vocals dry. I'm gripping on your thighs. We tangled like some cables from the front, look in your eyes. Then I turn you like some tables, know you fiending for this. That's what you gon' get. And I can't sing, but I see you and know I'm gone here. Gone, yeah. Let's do the verses now, worry about the beat later. Heard you be going off the head, you don't need paper. Play you in E major, A minor. Girl, your rhythm straight and I say you got great timing. Feel your heart rate climbing like when my speakers quake. More than okay or straight, you got that 808. You say you can't, but I do something that just make you do it. Me and you don't fuck, we make music. Make, yeah.
I don't wanna be invisible. There's a lot of things that I can see me doing to you. Here in my studio.
Original Kissini.
So shawty, tell me what you think about it. Think about it. Me and you can make an album. Let's make an album. Shawty, we can make an album. Let's make an album. Darling, we can make an album. Let's make an album. Shawty, what you think about it. Think about it. Me and you can make an album. Make an album. Shawty, we can make an album. Let's make an album. Darling, we can make an album. Yeah.
We talking about the motherfucking studio tonight, and for those of you all who are lost, we're going to let Swerve bring you up to date. Swerve! Shit. Juicy! Hell!
Yo.
They trying to figure out just what the fuck the studio is all about tonight, Bootney. Tell them, shit.
Studio all about me getting in the shower, putting y'all niggas on hold. Oh, man.
You know what? I just wrote a nigga up named Marvin.
I have that, but
he said I'm Miss Freaknik. I am not Miss Freaknik. Shit.
Don't Miss Freaknik. Shit going down.
Swerve
every Saturday from 9-11 p.m.
9-11 baby. Tell them again, Bootney. They thought I was something to play with. They didn't realize I was affiliated with Swerve G. They didn't understand this shit. They thought I was playing.
Yeah, man.
Real talk, man.
Swerve G giving C-Bag lessons to all y'all females out there, man. On every Saturday from 9-11 p.m. Y'all holler at me in my inbox for the location.
Swerve, you know what? They didn't understand how true you are. They didn't understand why you were Mr. High Side Radio. Uh-oh. Somebody had to skew my place. Y'all had to skew.
Please leave your message for 6787079.
Don't leave that number on there like that. You know what I'm saying? You out of control.
You know, I mean, it's like, I mean, if you're going to go in the studio, you know, go in now, you know, giving it your all, you know, try to make a hit, you know, like Bad Bone said, you know, and other independent entrepreneurs, you know, it takes time, you know, time, hard work, in studio, at the studio, you know, just be sincere and concrete. About it is, it's what you're doing, and it will pay off.
No doubt. As far as you first need with a waterproof BlackBerry in the shower on Hot Talk Radio, I need to get in. Juicy, what you got going on right now? Just chilling?
Well, just cooling. Soaking in all this knowledge.
No, that's not funny, right? Mm-hmm. Nigga, I went up to New York yesterday, and nigga, that shit was out of control.
You went to New York yesterday? Hold on, my pussy was not in New York. What the fuck are you talking about?
Worry about me. Worry about Swerve.
I fuck Swerve face. What are you talking about? My ass, motherfucker. You can
make
me put out there.
Normally I get mad, but now you know what I'm saying. I appreciate you. I appreciate you keep saying
you
that.
You ain't no trouble to appreciate me, Swerve. I fuck with you.
No doubt.
How the fuck you gonna act like that when I fuck with you?
The more you build a case for me to sue you for slander of my name.
keep up the good work.
Don't listen to him. I'm a super bitch.
You're a super bitch.
Super beautiful, intellectual, talented, charismatic, and honorable. All y'all hoes in the world, unleash, please, the bitch in you.
Unleash the bitch in you, bitch.
Oh, shit, where are you wrong with it?
Girl, man, you got the hot top radio. Hey. We some super bitches, straight perfection with no glitches. Keep your man tight, cause he just might make my head. We super bitches, straight perfection with no glitches. Worldwide scouting, bitch, we show you how to do this. We some super bitches, super bitch, we super bitches. Keep your man tight, cause he just might make my head. We super bitches, super bitch, we super bitches. Worldwide scouting, bitch, we show you how to do this. I'm worldwide scouting, so we kick your head routed. Hoes acting like you bout it. Fuck with me, bitches, I doubt it. I'm hated by many, but my blood pumping in it. So you best quit fucking with me, cause any hoe can get it. I'm tired of being tested, cause your homie in a glitch. And why the fuck you stick around if that nigga don't respect ya? Cause I'm trying to drown his pockets, conversate only about you. Better get on your job, cause he ain't never meant you. Super bitches, straight perfection with no glitches. Keep your man tight, cause he just might make my head. We super bitches, straight perfection with no glitches. Worldwide scouting, bitch, we show you how to do this. We some super bitches, super bitch, we super bitches. Keep your man tight, cause he just might make my head. We super bitches, super bitch, we super bitches. Worldwide scouting, bitch, we show you how to do this. I'm constantly being discussed like hot talk radio. And it's undeniable, I can make him fire her. Like Cassius, I be the greatest. Why the fuck you think they hate? I'm tired of your popping, flossing, and all that y'all shit. You need to get some pride, low self-esteem, bitch. I'm been bossing, I'm awesome, I got these niggas turning tricks. Better stay in line, ho, before I take your man, bitch. So super bitches, straight perfection with no glitches. Keep your man tight, cause he just might make my head. We super bitches, straight perfection with no glitches. Worldwide scouting, bitch, we show you how to do this. We some super bitches, super bitch, we super bitches. Keep your man tight, cause he just might make my head. We super bitches, super bitch, we super bitches. Worldwide scouting, bitch, we show you how to do this. We top not super bitches, now we ain't no groovy bitches. Just keep on watching, now we show you how. Money, cause we keep it 100. Red eye, cause we save money. Bitch, you don't want it. Cause with or without your nigga, we stay shining. And if your nigga offer it, damn right it's mine, bitch. I say the main subject. He got you bitches touchy. We ain't even fucking, but you scared cause you're nothing.
Yo,
yo.
What up,
you say your bitch bad? What she shooting at the gun range?
Well, I got a stupid bitch.
What her school like?
Now she done watched me break my wig down so many times.
So
probably bust a bee down and roll it like mine.
Back.
Bitch, she could take my bomb and bag it up like I do it. Bomb brains like a white girl, but got a ghetto booty. She my getaway driver. When I make pop from the bench, she a rider. We wrestle to be on top. I taught her how to load guns. She don't feel the clips. Niggas fake goonin'.
My bitch real with this shit.
She don't come up all the weed. She don't waste my liquor. Feel like I was cheating.
Then let me taste you, nigga.
Then acquitted a creeper.
She know she come first.
Now every time I hit it, I beat it.
Make sure she come first.
Yeah, I got a super bitch.
We bout to project single bound.
I got a super bitch.
Stay hood, stay down.
Yeah, I got a super bitch.
See her fly around town.
That's why I call her super bitch.
New coupe top down.
Yeah, I got a super bitch.
And she got x-ray vision.
Yeah, I got a super bitch.
See through the bullshit they spitting.
Yeah, I got a super bitch.
Cooked over and done the same kitchen.
That's why I call her super bitch.
She don't wear that
shit.
Quick, leave it by herself. You
can't tell that shit. You can't tell my bitch shit when she flying out the mall. New nails, new fit, new handbag to match it all. And it's all her money. Stand back, let her ball. Like she got spinal powers, it make her climb the wall. Got a real good job, up a left and she a stripper. She just working so perfect like she working, so I took her. Got a cute little face, small waist, ass off the rick. She never go broke, hell no, cause I could fix her. Know how to cut coke good like she cutting cake. Know how to cut through back streets and ride my dope safe. Yeah, she know the combination, she don't go up in the safe. Avoid conversation, know these hoes good. Take her by the gun range before we going on our date. Just to show her that she special, bought my bitch a 38. Yeah, got a super bitch. Leave out the project single bound. Got a super bitch. Stay hood, stay down. Yeah, got a super bitch. She a fly around town. That's why I call her super bitch. New coupe top down. Yeah, got a super bitch. And she got x-ray vision. I got a super bitch. See through the bullshit they spitting. Yeah, got a super bitch. Cooked open dinner, same kitchen. That's why I call her super bitch. She say that they on any mission. Yeah, I got a super bitch. Woke up this morning with a feeling like fuck it. Fuck my bitch asleep, I might just wake her up and fuck it. Send her to work with a smile on her face. Told her be a good girl, I eat her for a lunch break. Yeah, she good with the kids. Trust her with my stash. If I have to do a bid, leave a bomb. I'm coming home to cash. I trust her with my last till I'm back out on the street. I ain't on my ass, no, but she help me stay on my feet. She got a lot of friends, they all super bitches. Got one for all of them. Yeah, I want my crew to hear it. She know how I do it. Hell, she just like me. His wife be a super king. Yeah, she might be. She ain't no Wonder Woman. Have you worried where she at? Or what she doing? Where she been? When she coming back? She keep a sack of Pineapple Express. Don't look at my bitch dress. It's a S. So let's get super bitch. Keep out the project single bound. Super bitch. Stay hood, stay down. Yeah, got a super bitch. She'll fly around town.
You did what?
We finna leave.
Where is Vaughn?
Like, we literally are wrapping up this interview right now.
Y'all motherfuckers that wrote up at the studio. How the fuck y'all gonna try me? Y'all wrote up.
Yo, we'll finish this and I'll tell Vaughn to call you.
You on High Tide Radio right now. They listening to y'all.
Yo, bye, girl.
Bye, nigga. Y'all got to excuse me. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do it. What's going on, 678-608?
Yeah!
Oh, shit! Somebody motherfucking misunderstood what the fuck was going on. This motherfucker, I noticed that nigga from the goddamn East Side, boys. What's your name? Big Sam, Little Sam, Middle Side Sam?
Oh, you
going
to do it like that?
Exactly, nigga, because I'm mad because guess what? It's 10:58, 10:48. You wrote the fuck up. Where the fuck you been?
Well, you know, I got there. I've been doing my showcase, man. I think I should do my showcase.
What's up, Big Sam?
Yeah, I got a showcase on Sundays, and it ran a little late.
Yeah, it's cool. Lately, I've been in his showcase. It's official, girl.
It's official?
Oh, yeah.
It's official.
Absolutely.
Like a Ralph with a Wilson.
I got a question, Big Sam. Cause you late
what's
on
up?
The check-in.
Okay.
I need to know what's this studio's motherfucking Sunday here at Hot Talk Radio. And you know, I think of the topics as however I'm feeling at the moment. And since I was at the studio last night, me and Elle hanging out with motherfucking Mr. Make It Happen himself, with Kill Bill and them, the ones that got that motherfucking Billboard top charter right now, Five Flame Splitters. Fiddles, hiddles, whatever the fuck you want to call it. Shout out to what I've been drinking. I'm trying to figure out just what the fuck is the good, the bad, and the ugly when it comes down to the studio. Because you know what? I'm in the studio right now, and I got some exclusive going on. And I want to know just what it is that you consider the good, the bad, and the ugly when it comes down to the studio.
Come down to the studio, the good, bad, and the ugly.
Yeah, Studio Sunday, baby.
Shoot, the good, well, I'd like to say the good is coming out the studio with some hot product.
Okay, okay.
The bad could be fake engineer. Don't know these.
Fake engineer. Will you consider me a fake engineer?
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
Shut up,
Flora. You know what you
do? No, but it don't mean I'm fake.
Oh, Lord. All right, well, the ugly had to be an engineer that thinks they know what they're doing.
Uh-oh. That's why.
Yeah, that's Lady Libra again. Goddamn, yeah, she too out of
here. I'll fuck your face.
Hey, that's why I said the truth. I knew you were going to say that. Oh, Lord.
Damn.
But now the ugly for me, man, the ugly for the guy being in the studio and having some cutter come through there, and then the cutter going to tell everybody that cutter going to tell something bad on you.
Uh-oh, what
the
cut? Uh-oh. This is exactly
what
it is.
They're cutting like something. Trying to pay like Sheen Swallow. Right.
Yeah. Sheen Swallow, your click ain't shit. But she was up in there all day. Get down.
Right.
Damn.
I can't even spit the verse because you so busy on the mic.
Uh-oh.
Right.
You wrote up.
Hell no, y'all too.
You know what?
That's
I'm not in the mood for y'all shenanigans. Mm-mm. So what you saying is, you going to be some real in the studio. We
right.
Just said some real and shut the fuck up. You want to sing Willow?
Right.
Hold on, who is that trying to get high?
Hey, watch your song. You waiting a while?
Yeah. No, it's our radio.
The bad communication.
Swear wrote up, y'all. Hell outside the door writing his ass up right now.
I'm writing that man up. Write that man up.
It's cool. I like being rolled up, home, but you know what I'm saying? You know, we the real niggas. We stay rolled up in the building. You know what I'm saying? We want to be in class
right.
All in buses and never get rolled up.
Let's go. I spent
these
my whole
motherfuckers
tell people
to call in and press 1 and say, I want to be rolled up. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you know, it's motherfuckers on their job right now getting fired because they sent up thinking that being rolled up is good.
Right me up.
Need to work tomorrow. Write me the fuck up. Fuck that. Right, high top radio say, that's the place to be. They like,
you
oh,
okay?
Yeah? High top radio better hire your ass or you fire. You know what I'm saying?
And all you got to do is press 1. You suspect to get high. You know what I'm saying? They might be right. So all y'all out there that lost y'all motherfucking job for heading to the roll-up room, press 1 right now. It's confession out.
You know what? Al is doing the interviews. Don't let me do the interviews. Everybody be hired. And the only reason why I'm hired, motherfucker, is because I'm trying to fuck your face. You better be glad that Al is doing the interviews because she might look at your credentials. I'm looking at your mouth.
Hello?
Uh-oh. Y'all got to cue my pussy.
I'm back.
Right, what? Y'all.
Excuse my pussy, baby. I'm sorry. My pussy is out of control, and it always has been.
Exactly. Keep
you
trying
see?
To get something to wet that shit up.
Big fan, who the fuck side are you on, me or Swerve? Remember, I got a pussy.
I'm on the pussy side.
You on whose side?
I'm on the pussy side.
The who side?
Yeah, be more specific, though. Good pussy. So, Lady Lee, we ain't really talking about you. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? Nigga, you want to be on High Top Radio if this pussy was good, nigga. How about that?
Yeah, whatever.
Y'all take a nigga
right
now
and
be working for some bad pussy?
I'm on that side right there.
That was
don't
also
do
my sound.
Don't do it to yourself. Don't let them fool you.
Don't let
I
hey,
I'm
calling problems.
That shit dry as burnt toast. Don't let them fuck with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
look where you work at. Look where you work at, motherfucker.
You're
supposed to
be
dry.
I
sitting there laughing on mute. First off, Julius, get his ass.
That's what I'm saying. He called his name to get fired. He still won't get fired.
Okay. I even call on Monday and Wednesday when I know he ain't on.
Hello. Out.
You know what? You know what's worse? Start lying to yourself for
her. He ain't here.
Start lying. You here, motherfucker. And you on your way over here.
Whatever.
My legs are open. Waiting on your motherfucking mouth. Nigga, I'm going to fuck your tongue so hard.
Right.
Every time you think about Lady Libra, you're going to start drooling. Oh, shit.
Damn, man. I don't know what to tell you about that.
Exactly.
Hey, you want to take my blade?
Nah, nigga.
I like to meet someone like that. Put it on layaway.
Yeah, go on. You ain't got to put it on layaway. She free. Going on over there, man. I'm gonna go on.
How the fuck you know, bitch?
I'm gonna go on. Yeah. I'm gonna tell her where I'm at. You know what I'm saying? You gonna take my spot?
Yeah. I'm gonna
be your ass for
her. Crazy,
I'm gonna get for her, y'all. Y'all know who y'all already got. You know, in high school, elementary, middle, the motherfucker that pick on you the most is the nigga that's in love with you. Daddy.
Yeah,
they don't understand this shit, don't you? I got burned a lot. Lot. Exactly. I can fuck his hairline, the back of his neck, his chin. I can fuck that nigga's chest. Swerve is mine. Along with the rest of y'all motherfuckers in the world. Uh-oh. Somebody bitch just got mad. Yeah.
All right, Hot Talk Radio. This is Swerve Z, man. I'm letting y'all know it's going to be my last night. On Hot Talk Radio.
I'm finna fucking to death, y'all. Exactly.
Well,
I'm finna
fuck
clothes
this out,
nigga
man.
To
this,
death.
This my clothes out forever.
Yeah, I'm finna fuck every day. Exactly. Tell him, baby. I'm finna fuck you to death. Don't tell him. Don't get quiet, motherfucker.
I'm looking for a nigga to try to tag in. Please take my plate.
Use a fire flame spitter. Cause when this hot pussy get in your mouth, you spit flames, motherfucker.
That's a problem. It's so hot. That shit been dried out. Keep coming to it.
Say what you got to say to survive.
Don't worry, but I'm going to tag in with you, Swerve.
There you go. My man.
I'm
going to
beat your ass, Sam.
So appreciate it. Well, how much I owe you? How much
I
owe you?
You know, I used to do pornos.
Well, you just don't know.
Them motherfuckers was having an interview with the source tonight. I should have went to the studio and turned that bitch out, but I ain't want to do it. Shout out to motherfucking Mr. Make It Happen himself. And we in the interview with the source. I should have just kicked me in the motherfucking door. One of my men calling. Hello.
I know you're broke.
Hey, baby, it's me. I'm doing the show right now. I'm getting ready to close down. What's up?
You're broke.
Uh-huh. I'm going to call you soon as I close the show down.
I love you so much.
Okay.
What?
I don't want my man. Y'all got to skew my pussy. Skew. Damn. Y'all had to skew me, period.
I've been out here like
damn, where the fuck you been all night?
Who?
That's okay.
It's okay.
Yeah, he's still out there.
And now that came through here, I ain't had to do the show tonight. You know what I'm saying? What's going on tonight, tomorrow night? Cause my brother and I having a free and last party.
They
say all slaves get in here free. I'm finna write my brother up.
Yeah,
how the fuck they tell my all slaves get in free? What the fuck is this shit? Only my bloodline will put on there all slaves get in free, a free and last party.
All slaves.
Yeah, only MPM is playing, man. I'm
here
motherfucking...
to do my master's will.
That's all you need, help, Paul.
You stupid.
Hey, give me some more than 5.5 houses.
What is it called? Figure 8? 3131, motherfucking Gamma Road.
Yep,
y'all go
eight.
Through there. All slaves get here free. I mean, I'm going to get my brother. He wrote up.
Hey,
my bloodline is
broke
the fuck up.
Shout out to my real world players out there, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Plus players and gangsters, you know what I'm saying? DJ Sweet.
Yeah.
Super Swag, you know what I'm saying?
I'm trying to
shout out
to
my boy.
DJ
Sweet
at home tonight.
He's
going
to
be here moving out here
from
the studio.
Don't worry about
where
him.
Where the fuck is DJ Sweet at tonight? He's going to be at home at the studio.
Shout out to my
got
players.
Got me out here by my goddamn
self. You know what I'm saying? Swerve got you. I'm holding it down for y'all tonight, you know what I'm saying?
Where the fuck, what state you in tonight, nigga?
Nigga, I'm in motherfucking Connecticut, fool.
That's what I'm talking about. Only my men be all over the world. Only my
yeah.
Only my motherfucking men be all over the world.
Yeah, all over the world.
Shot my homegirl, Khadiza, you know what I'm saying, from the Bronx. Took me around New York yesterday. I only shot my homegirl. I appreciate you.
Who the fuck you was fucking in New York?
Was
you fucking Sky in New York?
Don't worry about me. I never tell.
Don't be messing with Sky, because she only knows she is one half of the time. Don't fuck her
that's
world
cool.
up no more than it already is.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Okay. As long as you motherfucking know. Y'all are the Skew High Side
cool.
Radio. Shit. You let Cuz know he wrote the fuck up, because he's supposed to be home tonight. I ain't supposed to be on the switchboard tonight. Shit.
It's
let me
cool.
find him. Digging around in this motherfucker. I'm over here unpacking in the studio and shit.
Shut up and get back to work.
Hey, you unpacked.
You know I just moved.
Oh, for real?
Swerve
getting rolled up right now.
This Swerve pussy. I ain't let nobody else get
their
pussy but Swerve.
Swerve
deserved
their
pussy.
Hey, whoever wanted, man, y'all just hit me up. You can have... Matter of fact, you ain't even got to hit me up. Just go ahead and get it.
Shut up, Swerve. Don't do that. Sam don't listen to him. Sam.
What?
Now,
Sam.
You know how me and you go back.
Go beat that shit up, Sam.
Beat it up. Hey, this pussy need to be beat up for real. This pussy
man,
is long here. Overdue, baby.
Beat it up like a heavyweight fight.
I'm telling you, that shit, like she said, that shit long overdue.
Hey.
Yeah. It was some of the ready bone punches.
Okay.
I'm finna say some poetry tonight. Uh-oh.
Oh, shit.
I'm trying to get Sam.
Oh, shit.
Sam. They gotta get Allie with it. Sam. You love High Top Radio?
Yep.
You love Lady Libra?
Yep.
That means it's your baby. This is your baby. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I ain't been with nobody but you.
Congratulations.
Nah, you know, I ain't no man. Hey, man, we ain't getting together.
Yeah, we did.
So glad to blame off of me, boy. Good job.
You know what? Get what?
You can't get together. Your bra and your panties wouldn't match. You have a match.
Sam, baby. I got a secret.
Huh?
You know that scientists have proven that twins can have two different daddies. The little girl is Swerve's and the little boy is yours.
Whatever.
Shout out to the motherfucking world. Now y'all know. Oh, shit. Okay, excuse. Y'all just killed my pussy. The little... Now y'all know that the twins got different daddies. Sam and Swerve. Uh-oh, y'all. Y'all, let me take a look at this. Y'all ain't with
those
drugs. Swerve.
Your souls are quiet in hell.
Y'all gonna quit getting mad because, you know what? The good part about it is that since I'm B negative, that goes to show what type of niggas y'all are. Because the average motherfucker can't knock this pussy up. So since I'm friendly with twins, one by Big Sam from the East Side Boys and one from Swerve from High Side Radio.
I'm so below average.
What?
I'm so below average.
You not.
I
would have
got snipped up. I can't have kids.
Yeah, well, I don't even fuck with niggas with that average. I fuck with above and beyond. I fuck with only. Hold on. Let me explain.
I'm below average.
For those of y'all that just tuned in, and
I'm
you don't know
right
the super bitch fuck with. Sam, the super bitches only fuck with.
Man, what's wrong with this phone?
Incredible
hello?
Bosses. You know what's wrong with the phone, nigga. Need my pussy.
Hello?
You right. Oh, hello. Hello to this hoe, baby, because this pussy
I
is on point.
Can't hear shit going on. Hello?
You can hear it, nigga. I'm going to put my pussy on your eardrum and make you hear better. Now, listen. Super bitches only fuck with incredible bosses or the ultimate hustlers. Now, if you want queen super bitch, you got to be an incredible hustler. Not the incredible boss. Not the ultimate hustler, but the incredible hustler. You got to be both. And guess what? Big Sam and Swerve are those. Y'all, shout out to what I'm drinking. Hey!
Shout out to Big Sam with twins, man. Good luck.
And you know what? And the fucked up part about it is my family do that. My cousin got twins with two different men. It ain't our fault. It ain't our fault. It's just that major men can only get us pregnant.
Yo, I had the Jimmy on.
Big Sam from the East Side Boys and Swerve from High Tide Radio.
I had the Jimmy on extra tight.
No, you didn't. You didn't even fuck me with no condom. Now, Sam had a woman that popped, but you didn't even have one. Now what? Ho.
I ain't know you can get pregnant through it, yeah.
I quit. I just quit on the radio. Juicy, say something. They had to say that. Juicy, say something. You know what?
Exactly.
Juicy,
see in the road up. See in the road up room. We immune to all that shit.
Juicy, I stay in the road up room.
That's right.
And for those of y'all that won't let it leave room. Send me an email at highsideradio@gmail.com.
Please, send it tonight, ASAP.
But it don't change the fact that I'm praying about Swerve and Sam, so it don't even matter. Now what you got to say, hold tight. Go on, say something so I can fuck your top of your... I want to fuck the top of your lips, Swerve. I don't want your nose no more. I don't want your lips. I want the top of your lip where your mustache at. Ooh, that's going to be some good nut now.
Hello?
Boy, do your clothes out. Fuck you.
I'm back.
You right, fuck nigga. You back. And I'm forward. On your motherfucking face.
It's time to. I just came on to close out.
You right. You came on to for me to close you out. You right. Swear to your clothes out.
Hey, shout out to the whole Hot Talk fam, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Backbone coming in and hollering at your boys, man. Shout out to all our fans, people calling in to check us out. The Swerve on the Man, DJSwerveG.com. Check your boy out. Shout out to the Road Up Room, Juicy, DJ Sweets, Super Swag. Shout out to L doing her thing. We stand outside the Road Up Room. You know what I'm saying? Taking pictures of us, reflections in the mirror. We're going to catch up.
I got my tongue out for her.
Swerve on them.
You right. Keep your distance. Because if I fuck with you, the world don't know it. Oh, shit. Y'all ain't just feeling my pussy. This shit that serious. Oh, for real? Okay. Now, y'all see how they act? This pussy had an effect on people. So if all y'all motherfuckers that still trying to get it, don't do it. Don't fuck up your business. Don't do that to yourself. You know what I'm saying? Stay pure. Stay innocent. Don't do it to yourself. I be well my own motherfucking self. Now, ladies, please keep it fresh, wet, and motherfucking tight. Because if you keep it fresh, wet, and tight, it'll keep your man out of my pussy. I'm tired of satisfying everybody else's man. God damn it. I want me a Spackavella. Delhi, Vela, Delhi, Delaway. I'm tired of having to satisfy everybody else, man. your bitches get mad and she fucking my man, she taking my man. Bitch, step your pussy up. Do you? Because I promise on everything I believe in, I'm going to do me. I ain't finna let nobody stretch these walls out. I'm going to keep it fresh, wet, and tight. So when I sit on your man's face, he going to come home and kiss you with it. So for all y'all hoes that want to know what this tastes like, kiss your man. He'll say, it's on his mouth. Shout out to Showstopper. I'm just trying to figure out how I be motherfucking running shit from different countries. I got niggas on lock overseas. This pussy here is dangerous, and motherfuckers, some niggas ain't even ever had this shit. Imagine what'll happen if you get it. Don't do it. Spay yourself. This shit come with a warning label. Date at own risk. Fuck at own risk. Cause heartache, loss of appetite, restless nights, and then big red letters bankruptcy. Because I promise you on everything I believe in. Lord, have mercy. Don't do it. Search me on Hot Talk Radio page on Facebook. Go join that page. Like that page. Facebook, three separate words, Hot Talk Radio. H-O-T-T-L-K Radio. All shows on demand. That's www.blog.TLKRadio.com. /hot, H-O-T, talk, T-A-L-K, radio. And I just want y'all to know, somebody go deliver the rest message to the rest of the local stations that Swerve G, ambassador of motherfucking life, says that we will become local. I didn't decide this shit. Swerve did. Swerve say that we will be local, and he's going to allow me to do the show on the internet. So of all y'all that's listening, go deliver the message. Swerve G said it, and he got everything to make it happen. Swerve said that we will be a local station. And guess what I found out today? I ain't even going to say it, but guess what? I got the building to become local. That's all I'm going to say. Swerve, I have to do with Swerve. Say, really and truly, Swerve run this shit. I work for Swerve. Y'all didn't even know that. Swerve calling all the shots. But I'm just letting my daddy know, Swerve, I got the building. Swerve said that we shall become a local station and that he will allow me to do Hot Talk Radio on the internet so that I won't have to be on the FCC regulations. Talk to Swerve.
A fucking cosign on that shit.
Y'all didn't understand that Swerve ran this shit. Somebody didn't understand. Swerve, let me be quiet. Because somebody didn't realize the power that really Hot Talk Radio was under Swerve G's control. I do what Swerve say do. Swerve got the motherfucking power to say, shut up. And I have to shut up. Swerve said that, Lady Libra, we will go local. I'm like, babe, you for real? Swerve said, shut the fuck up and do what I say do. I said, okay, my pussy will shut up and do what you say do. So guess what, world? Get prepared. I don't have to call no names because Swerve told me I don't have to say certain things. Whatever Swerve say goes. Swerve said that we will be local and that Hot Talk Radio's show that we produce at primetime will still be on the internet because he said that because I didn't want to stop cursing that you don't have to be under FCC regulations. But we will be local and do your show on the internet. Swerve, is that not what you told me?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh, somebody thought I was playing. Somebody thought I was playing. Now y'all know. So guess what? I ain't got to say no names because Swerve told me don't say no names. I do what Swerve say do. So y'all ain't understand. Now y'all do. The reason why Swerve can say what he say and do what he do, I'm under Swerve's control. Uh-oh. We just gained a billion more listeners. They want to know what the fuck Swerve doing to get the lady under control, Swerve.
And let all that women who do not believe it open mouth and let T Bag it drop it.
Tell them one more time, Swerve. Tell them one more time, Swerve.
Open your mouth and let T Bag drop it upon your tongue.
But Swerve, can I say something, baby? Can I please say something?
Let there be tea.
Can I please say something? I gotta get your permission. Ladies, keep the tea bag in your mouth if you don't want it in mine. Uh-oh. Swerve. Say something.
Cool side.
Oh, shit. I just threw up. Cause that was just too much for me to swallow. Oh, shit. I just threw up in the bag. Because I couldn't swallow all of it. Oh, shit.
Don't try to put all that in your mouth one time.
Okay, Swerve. I just don't understand why you got to be out of control on a Sunday night. And we ain't got to go to work tomorrow. Oh, shit. Now, I need all of y'all that's listening, all last time Swerve counted, it was million. I need all y'all to go tell somebody. Hot Talk Radio is going to go local. Oh, shit. All y'all imitation motherfuckers that keep trying to imitate Hot Talk Radio. Often imitated, but never duplicated. Uh-oh. Because guess what? They only made one Lady Libra pussy and one Swerve dick. Oh, shit. Swerve, you want me to be quiet? Because if Swerve said I got to be quiet. Swerve, you want me to be quiet?
I don't think they're ready. We'll say something for Tuesday.
Okay, we'll say something for Tuesday. Okay, now, for those of you all that, you know, tune in for Tuesday, for Pimp Juice Takeover Tuesday, because by then, DJ Pimp and Sweet will be back in the studio, and they'll have Swerve permission to talk, because I get Swerve position. I mean, y'all are shuffled what I'm drinking. I get Swerve permission to talk every day we come on. And all y'all local motherfuckers, uh-oh, be well, because High Tide Radio is a beautiful nightmare. Swerve said that we should go local, and we will go local, and that means that High Tide Radio will go on in prime time. Swerve, stop laughing in their faces. Don't do that. They're going to think... Y'all better go search all our pages. Search Swerve G, that's S-W-E-R-V-E, space, the letter G, on Facebook. Now, Lady Libra, because Swerve told me to go join every page there was in the world, I'm on every page, either on the Lady Libra, as one word, separate words. You know what I look like. I got on red. Swerve told me to wear red. He said that red was a color that nobody could forget. Even though pink is my favorite color, I got on red. So when you see me in that red bodysuit, just know that those pictures are old. Y'all motherfuckers have no clue to what I look like now. Oh, shit, Swerve.
And that's because when you think of red, you think of hot. When you think of hot, you think of fire. And when you think of fire, you think of Hot Talk Radio.
Shut up right now. Don't you do that to the world. Don't you do that to the world, Swerve. Don't you let them know they're really, oh, God, y'all, I apologize. Swerve told y'all that y'all needed to melt the ice because I've been out, and I see there's a lot of ice pockets still left. Swerve told y'all to take the motherfucking phone, dial 917-889-8677, and take the phone and put it to the ice and just watch how it just melt the whole motherfucking complex. Oh, shit. Somebody thought I was playing. Somebody thought Swerve was playing. I just do what I'm told to do. Swerve said, look pretty and talk shit. And that's what I do. I don't know what the fuck else to tell you. And we're looking for 25 and under super bitches. Those are the women that are super beautiful, intellectual, talented, charismatic, and honorable. We have hundreds of them on Facebook. But for those of you all that are ready to be seen, inbox me. Inbox Swerve. He refer you. Inbox Gerald. Oh, that's sweet. Excuse me. Inbox Dilemma. Find Hot Talk Radio on Facebook. Leave a message. We got a lot of things lined up. It's going down. It's 2011. We were just playing with y'all in 2010. That's what's so scary. If you thought that Hot Talk Radio was serious last year, and we telling you we were playing with you, that was the bait up. We were baiting y'all. Come on. You know how they say, come on. Come get this boogie boo. That's what we were doing to y'all last year. Imagine. We think we're going to be serious 2011. We think we're going to be serious. Now, we were just playing last year, and we think we're going to be serious this year. Woe be it to your motherfucking souls. That's all I can tell you. I feel sorry for you. I feel sorry. I'm really scared. Because what's so scary is that I do what Swerve say do. Uh-oh. Y'all thought Lazy was calling the shots. And now y'all realize that it was Swerve. Swerve, don't do that to them. There are people right now saying, what the fuck? Yeah. Yeah. So, I got the office. I got the clearance. Tell your local stations to beware. It ain't me. Hot Talk Radio is a beautiful nightmare. Uh-oh. And that means I get to do my show on the internet. LCC can't fuck with me after 9. Now what the fuck y'all gonna do about that? I promise y'all don't wanna fuck with Swerve. I'm a pansy. Y'all thought I was hell. I ain't got nothing on Swerve G. I do what he say do. Tune in Tuesday. To Pimp Juice Take Over Tuesday. Check us out Thursday for Therapy Thursday. And the Situation Sunday tonight was Studio Sunday. The good, the bad, the ugly. All shows on demand. Go back and visit the site, press play, select your show, press play, and enjoy. Get your bitch in your hand and your blunt in the other, and enjoy. It goes down. Hot Talk Radio is like no other. We give y'all what y'all came for. And y'all already know what it is. Tis the season to be hoish. I meant, damn, excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me. Kill me. Welcome to Hot Talk Radio. It is what it is. All I can say is that we didn't get 1 billion listeners overnight, and by being some fuck shit, we keep it real. We the only show in the whole wide world that is reality. A little secret, all the rest of the reality shows have a script. When I open the mic, when Sweet opens the mic, when Swerve opens the mic, whatever happens, happens. We're not scripted. I have no control over what will happen in the next 2 seconds. Swerve, prove it.
Motherfucker, fuck the motherfuckers, you heard.
Swerve! How do you
do that? Hey, but you know what?
What?
I don't want anybody to get the wrong idea about me. I don't have nothing to her. I don't want the world to see a gangster. Gangster niggas do your thing. Don't mind this motherfucker.
And we'll catch y'all Tuesday. It's Lady Libra, it's Swerve G. CEO, I mean CE bitch, excuse me. And COO. Y'all, if y'all don't understand what that means, go look those initials up. That motherfucker tell y'all what to do. I don't. I do what he say do. Somebody had their initials fucked up. A, B, C, E, D, F, G. C, E, bitch, C, O, O. Chief Executive Officer of Operations. He tell y'all what's going to happen. Somebody thought I was in control. Now they know what time it is. Swerve, tell them bye. Tell them Tuesday they'll see you or see them.
Deuces, bitch.
You know what? Swerve. You know what, ladies and gentlemen? We'll see you all Tuesday. It's Lady Libra coming through your motherfucking speaker. And I'll holla. Hey, how are you? I was just close, and I just closed out the show for tonight. Wow. Perfect timing. Really? Where is that? I would love to come. Shit, you should come where I'm at. You should come to my house. Let's do it. Let's do it. Put it together. I'm always down. I just closed up the show. Backbone from Dungeon Family and Big Sam from Eastside Boys was just on the show. And I was just talking about what was going on and what we had going on. It's crazy. I'm talking about Vaughn with Five Flame Splitters. You know Vaughn with Five Flame Splitters, Mr. Make It Happen Entertainment? Jeff was in the studio with them last night. They were supposed to come on tonight, but they were in an interview with The Source. So I was on the phone with them while I was doing the show. It's crazy. It's crazy. So we meeting tomorrow is what you're saying. Tomorrow. What time? You call me at 8. I'll pick you up. Let's do this shit. You call me when your flight come in, and you come to where I'm at. I just moved to Hampton. I'm ducked off away from everybody in the whole wide world. Nobody knows where I am. Nobody knows who I am. I'm just putting up shit because I just moved here. No, I'm here in Atlanta, but I moved from where I was so that I would, you know, because my, you know, because what I got going on is growing, and I don't need people just knowing where I am. So I'm kind of like tucked away in Hampton, Georgia, which is really, really near the airport. I'm on Tara Boulevard. No issues, but yeah. Really? Girl, we got so much shit to talk about. I can't wait till you get here tomorrow. So you calling me at what time? As soon as you touch down, you calling me, right? And I'm coming to get you. I'm coming to get you. I'm going to call Elle now and let her know I'm picking up you tomorrow morning so we can meet and talk and get this shit on the ball. Because, okay, that's fine. It doesn't matter. We got to make this shit happen. Cool. I got my outfit. I'm ready. They ready to see Lady Libra. They waiting. I've been dragging everybody's ass. Yeah, you know I got a Facebook page. Come on now. That's like asking me, am I known? I have billions of listeners. That's just like asking me, does anybody know who I am? And they need Lady Libra on there. Because Lady Libra is like, the one that everybody's craving right now because she's so raw and uncut. I'm in the studio showing out on Vaughn yesterday. He's like, what? I'm like, yeah, I can't wait to eat you up on the show tomorrow. I'm ready for you. I'm going to handle you. Then he tells me, well, I know what you're about, but I want you to go go in on Kia Will. I'm like, oh, so you want me to handle the baby, huh? Mistreat the baby. Yeah, they want me to kill Kia Will tomorrow. They want me to kill him. I'm like, the little baby, don't let me do it to the little baby. Well, he the one produced the hit single for Lil Wayne. We want you to go in on him. I said, no, now. If I go in on him, I'm going to go in on all y'all asses. I'm ready. No, you're not ready because I don't even know what I'm going to say. Anything. Yeah. And I had Jay Rush the other day, and he handled it, though, because I had talked to him. So he pretty much knew that I was going to come in. So he was like, I'm ready for you. So when I came at him, he was like, I'm not going to make you breakfast in bed. I'm like, you're not. Now I'm going to make you breakfast in bed. I said, oh, you're going to make me the breakfast in bed. I said, you know what, y'all? I'm with Jay Rush now. He was loving it. He loves Hot Talk Radio. Okay. Okay. You know, I'm down for whatever. I'm telling you, when... Okay. That reminds me of me and Showstopper. So I'm trying to bring him out, and but I'm his woman too. So it's like, he like, you carrying on like this? I'm like, babe, be cool. You know what I'm saying? I'm preparing the world for what you got to go on, but I'm working too. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't finna have his baby, because I just had a thumbs up. So I told him, look, I can't get knocked up, because I just had $15,000 worth of surgery done. That's between me and you. You know what I'm saying? That's what made Lady Libra pop, because Lady Libra's like, everybody like, damn. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm making this shit work. You know what I'm saying? They like. Izzy. Look here. All I can say is I'm 35, and my baby is 27, going on 28, and I'm here doing what I got to do. But don't nobody mean nothing to me but Showstopper. My baby, I'm going to show you him so me and you can collab on what we need to do for him, because really and truly he can compete with Trey and Usher as far as the dance. Okay. I can't wait to see you tomorrow so I can show you what we got going on, what you got going on, and we can just, because see really and truly what's going on, and it's between me and you, but ladies are getting ready to take over. This is the female movement, but see, what we got to understand is a man's world, but they can't do shit without us. And I'm sitting up, it's true. You moving to Atlanta? Oh, girl, come on home, because we getting ready to build an empire that's going to be unstoppable. We are the super beautiful, watch these acronyms. We are the super beautiful, intellectual, talented, charismatic and honorable women of the world. You didn't understand that I just said super bitch, did you? You didn't understand I just said that, did you? I got the anthem. I got 420 women that's saying on the page, I fucks with you. Not including the ones that's coming out saying I'm going with you. Including the White Howard sister. Oh, I got a following. Come on home so we can goddamn put this shit together, because LaWanda, K-Lexi, is all them a super bitches. And they wear my shirt that I designed because I got a clothing line that I'm manufacturing as we speak. I need you here, and I'm waiting on you to touch down so we can get this shit on the road now. You need to hurry up. What time did that flight leave out, girl? Because we got to get... Girl... You tell her I'm going to take good care of you because I already know. See, everybody got to know what we got going on now. Cause we work hard for our men. We work hard. When your birthday? Girl, you've a counselor. And you know what? I'm going to tell you. Now, see, I only let Cancers and Scorpios around me because they are emotional and they are intuitive. They know, they can speak shit before it happens. I'm a Libra. I don't know what the hell going on, but I make shit happen. I fucks with the Cancers. My mom is a Cancer. I'm telling you, I don't play when it comes. Now, people, I don't even go there. You ain't got to. I do. You ain't got to. I'm Lady Libra. I'm the CEO, the CEO bitch of Hot Talk Radio. Everything about Hot Talk Radio is me. But I got the whole world backing me on. So I'm ready to do this. Sound just like me and Shaw. It's cool. How many months are you, girl? How many months are you? And I love this nigga enough to get him a baby, but I can't though. I'm fresh. When I say fresh out of surgery, I'm talking about I'm 5 months and something out of surgery. I can't get this nigga a baby if I want to. But I finally found somebody I love enough to do that for. I love this man. That's why when you said what you said, cool, let's do this shit. I'm behind you. You got me. Because so many people don't be understanding how a woman's love is for her man. I know. Oh! Don't tell me nothing else. Girl, don't tell me nothing else. Don't tell me nothing else. But I'm going to tell you something, though. I'm going to tell you woman to woman. Can't none of them bitches compare to you, and he'll never leave you for nothing walking, nothing laying down, nothing crawling. Them bitches can keep coming left, right, front, back. He'll never leave you. Never. Now you are. I be like, it's over. Y'all be like, but I love you, girl. Look here, you 39, I'm 35. And it took you to get to this age for a man to make you really see what love is all about. Baby, girl, welcome to High Top Radio. I can't wait to see you tomorrow, girl. Girl, I can't wait. Girl, I'm going to call every night. I'm going to be like, girl, I'm picking up Tara tomorrow. It's going down. Girl, I better say, I'm trying to figure out when I'm going to do my video. Okay. You know what? I talked about it, and I was like, I acted as if I didn't know what the fuck they were talking about. Because I'm going to tell you something. About me, I don't entertain gossip at all. You can't come at me with no... My show is... If somebody even try, I said, you better shut the fuck up. I got enough things to talk about in this world than to entertain gossip and hearsay. So I ain't even hearing it. And as long as I ain't hearing it, nobody else that I deal with is hearing it. But you ain't got to worry about that. You ain't got to worry about that. You ain't got to worry about that. I got this. Welcome to Hot Talk Radio, boo. You ain't got to worry about that. And I'm here to tell you, I play no games when it comes to gossip. And I don't even look at TV or listen to the radio. So whatever comes out, it's strictly what I'm feeling. I don't watch TV and I don't listen to the radio because when somebody says something, I don't want to. I can't imitate anybody. I can't mimic anything nobody's saying because I don't entertain it. That's real. That is as real as it gets. I can't give a damn about who said what. I don't care about Nicki Minaj and then the rest of them. Do you? Because I'm going to do me. Let's make this money. Exactly. Well, why would you leave them?
Why? Exactly. Okay. Girl, I can't wait to get here. You done told me you're afraid of all the while. Then let me, I'm going to tell you, when you told me you were pregnant and told me your situation, it made me feel like, okay, I got a sister now. Somebody knows what I'm feeling right now. I feel like I can be like myself and not feel like, oh, God, somebody's going to judge me because I'm in love with my artist and we supposed to be doing business. It is business. It is business. But guess what? It's more business because my personal emotions are involved. I will kill you about this shit. Okay. Exactly. And I'm going to tell you something about this fucked up situation. This nigga does the opposite. I'm like, show, I'm your publicist, I'm your PR. But as soon as he get in public, he got to wrap his arms around me. He got to hold me. I'm like, hey, damn, I might have to talk to somebody. I might have to flirt with somebody. And you got your arms around me. You killing it. I don't give a fuck. I'm like, okay, fine. Fine. You know what I'm saying? Gosh. Now I'm in the major studio. This nigga say, I deal with the nigga who's Puffy's manager. I say, who?